Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 37 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Hallmark Channel. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has issued an Amber Alert on behalf of the Idaho Springs Police Department. Authorities are looking for a 22-month-old white male with blue eyes and reddish-brown hair. The boy was last seen at 11 a.m. yesterday in Aurora at Cambridge College. The boy is wearing a gray sweatshirt with a helicopter on it, blue pants with a red stripe, and blue and white tennis shoes. He has slight scars on the left side of his face from a dog bite. The suspect is Isaac Diggins. He is a black male, 5 feet 10, with brown hair and freckles. His date of birth is 7/20/1965. He's wearing black sweatpants and a t-shirt with a black leather jacket. He was last seen driving a white 1995 Ford Taurus with Colorado plates 256 EBY. All six surviving members of the Texas Seven have now been sentenced to death. The latest is Patrick Murphy, who was found guilty for his role in the Christmas Eve 2000 murder of an Irving, Texas police officer. Prosecutor Toby Shook says this was a tougher case since Murphy was not a trigger man.
But because of the nature of the facts and that the fact that he warned them that and more or less set up the ambush for Officer Hawkins, we thought we could get there, but we knew it'd be tough.
A Dallas, Texas jury returned the sentence late yesterday. The Murphy case is the last of the Texas 7 murder trials. The seven inmates escaped from a maximum security prison in Texas in December 2000 and were finally cornered in Colorado. With capture imminent, one member of the group committed suicide. Several more Colorado ski areas are planning to open for the season this coming week. The gates open at Beaver Creek, Howelson, Monarch, Snowmass, and Vail this weekend. Thanksgiving weekend will bring opening for Aspen Mountain, Durango, Ski Cooper, Steamboat, Sunlight Mountain, and Telluride. December openings include Aspen Highlands, Buttermilk, Crested Butte, Powderhorn, and Sol Vista. Most resorts are reporting mid-mountain depths around 25 inches, with fresh snow expected throughout the weekend. Tourism business in the mountains will be brisk this weekend, right before Thanksgiving. American interests overseas are being warned of possible new Al-Qaeda attacks. A senior intelligence official says a bulletin has been sent to law enforcement and security personnel advising them that new terrorist strikes might be likely in the days ahead. A Homeland Security spokesman says the new information won't affect the terror threat level in the U.S. It remains pegged at yellow, meaning an elevated risk of attack. The classified advisory comes one day after bombings in Istanbul, Turkey, killed 27 people and injured hundreds more. Guerrillas have used an old-fashioned device to deliver their latest attack against Western interests in Baghdad. The insurgents fired rockets from donkey carts. Rockets slammed into two hotels and the oil ministry's compound today. Foreign journalists and workers were staying at the hotels. No one was killed, but several people were wounded. Also from Iraq today, there's word of another U.S. troop death. A soldier with the 4th Infantry Division was killed yesterday when a booby trap exploded. No sentence has been reached today for convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad. The jury panel will return Monday to decide whether he will receive life in prison or the death penalty. Kathy Culpepper reports.
The jurors deliberate for about 4 hours before calling it a day. They had two questions for Judge Leroy Millett. What do they do if they can't reach a unanimous decision? And would they be able to deliberate through Tuesday or Wednesday of next week? Millett told the jurors that the trial had taken 6 weeks, so they needed to deliberate until they unanimously agree to death or life imprisonment for Muhammad. Millett also told the jurors they could deliberate at least until Tuesday, if needed, before breaking for the Thanksgiving holiday. Kathy Culpepper, Virginia Beach.
There may be another investigation into Michael Jackson's relationships with children. The pop star was booked yesterday on suspicion of child molestation. He surrendered his passport and was freed on $3 million bail. He's due back in Santa Barbara, California court in January. Meantime, noted attorney Gloria Allred is calling for an immediate investigation by child welfare authorities to determine whether Jackson should lose custody of his own children. In sports, the Denver Nuggets host the Washington Wizards tonight. The Nuggets are 6-5, coming off their win over Milwaukee on Wednesday night. The Colorado Avalanche kept their winning streak alive last night, beating the New York Rangers 4-3. The Avs host the LA Kings tomorrow. And the Denver Broncos will be in action against the Chicago Bears this Sunday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Don't miss the original holiday television premiere, A Time to Remember, starring Doris Roberts and Dana Delaney, this Sunday at 6 p.m., only on the Hallmark Channel, where great holiday stories come to life. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Hi, I'm not a personal trainer or a nutrition specialist, but with the lifelong dieting struggles I've had, I consider myself a weight loss expert. I've tried every fad diet out there, low carb, no carb, high fat, high protein. They just didn't work for me. Then my doctor told me about a different kind of program, the Colorado Way. Developed by the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado, this program has helped hundreds of people just like me. It's a personalized 12-week course led by a registered dietitian, and it meets in my own neighborhood. I learned realistic ways to add proper nutrition and physical activity into my lifestyle. Now I know how to lose the weight and keep it off. If you or someone you know is struggling with weight loss, call 303-892-0128 for a free phone consultation and start living the Colorado way.
Are you ready to lose weight? Look for our ad in the Denver Post and call 303-892-0128 or visit coloradoway.com. That's Colorado, W-E-I-G-H.com.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Post News Jobs, and we do got one accident. It's a multi-car pileup southbound I-25 at the Erie exit. Watch for that. Seven cars and a semi involved, so expect delays there. Everything else looking pretty good. Of course, we will have heavy traffic around the Eisenhower Tunnel due to heavy ski traffic through the weekend, and we also have a heavy traffic at DIA, so watch for that. Ball Aerospace, a leader in the aerospace and defense industry, is looking for engineers. Apply today at ballaerospace.com. For more details, see the Sunday Denver Post or visit postnewsjobs.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Colleen Swales with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, the high near 50, but the clouds roll in tonight. Little light snow developing late, a low of 25. Then snow will be likely on Saturday. Winds will increase by Saturday evening, and our best chance for accumulating snow late Saturday into Saturday night. The northern mountains and foothills area could see 6 to 12 inches. Looks like that snow ends by midday Sunday. Still going to be windy with blowing snow and a high only near 18. For the Weather Channel, I'm Colleen Swales on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 37 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now, the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Later in the broadcast, thank God, we could use a psychiatrist today. And we're going to have one. Jean Shinoda Boland, she's an MD. She's a psychiatrist. She writes wonderful best-selling books. Her newest one is called Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. It's called Crones Don't Whine. Some of her best-selling books have included Goddesses and Older Women, The Millionth Circle, The Tao of Psychology, Goddesses in Every Woman, Gods in Every Man, the book Synchronicity, which is the one that everybody thought was so wonderful and really was groundbreaking. She's a Jungian. She is much revered in the San Francisco Bay Area, which I've always heard a lot about her, and I think I've seen her speak, and so I was delighted to have her on with us, and I think she's going to be at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30, so you can meet her, too, on Monday. We're going to be joined by the well-known English best-selling author Martin Amis. His new book is Yellow Dog. He'll be at Tattered Cover. Later in December, Clyde Kussler is going to be joining us. He's a best-selling author. So lots of good guests, as always, and we often archive the interviews on the website. So if you are having trouble listening to us on AM radio, let me remind you, we have a fabulous website, knrcradio.com, knrcradio.com. If you're listening from some other part of the country, there's a call me function, and so I think there are no problems with it. I hope that there are no problems with it. You hit it, and then brings you right into, it's free. In other words, you can call into the show at no charge at all. We pick that up when you do the call me function. So just remember that that exists. And lots to talk about today. I want to get started, first of all, by, I don't know what relevance this is exactly, except I liked it a lot. In San Francisco, the Steinhardt Aquarium is honoring perhaps the oldest fish in captivity. It's a fish aptly named Methuselah. It's an Australian lungfish. And Methuselah is at least 65 years old. And I don't know what that is in fish years. And I know this sounds like a fish story, but it isn't. Anyway, Methuselah arrived at the aquarium in 1938, and at that time, Methuselah was a fully grown adult, so that makes it at least 65 years old, the oldest fish in captivity. The Australian lungfish is rare even in its own native waters. It's an eel-like fish with large scales. Lungfish are thought by scientists to be the missing link between fish and amphibians because they also breathe air. Methuselah, who is 3 feet long and weighs about 40 pounds, is known for its sly grin. Well, I don't know about that part, but anyway, maybe we can all hope to be Methuselahs. I want to remind you, too, that this Sunday, if you're a Jack Kerouac fan, and Jack Kerouac spent a certain amount of time here in Denver, which I was surprised to find to hear. He has written, of course, On the Road. He was part of the Beat Poets scene with Allen Ginsberg and Neil Cassidy and a whole bunch of other people. Anyway, if you're a Jack Kerouac fan, gather at 2:30 Sunday for the readings of his poetry and prose by Dr. Colorado Noel, City Auditor Dennis Gallagher. It's all going to be at 3012 Huron Street, and you need to make reservations because it's going to be wine, lots of food, lots of music, lots of fun. And the number to call for reservations, 303-892-1888, 303-892-1888. I'm going to be there. And a lot of KNRC people are going to be there as well. So I'll look forward to meeting you when we reprise Jack Kerouac. It's going to be beat music, poetry readings, and spontaneous prose. It is a Kerouac kicker, an afternoon on the edge. So lots of interesting people will be there, some in person and some on tape, Joe Sinise for one, and I think on tape, lots of folks. So that ought to be a lot of fun. And if you want to be part of the Snowball 2003, it is tomorrow night at the Executive Tower Inn. The money goes to charity. Executive Tower Inn is downtown here in Lodo, located between 14th and 15th on Curtis. The doors open at 6 p.m. The ball starts at 7. Cost is $12 only. You can pay at the door. This is the reigning empress. Is Empress 30 Greta B. Quick hosts this function. This is like drag queens and stuff, but the event benefits many, many fine charities. The charities for the evening are the Colorado AIDS Project, CAP, the Thanksgiving Food Drive, and POCCAA's annual Children's Christmas Party. And POCCAA stands for People of Color Consortium Against AIDS. It hands out gifts to children and families who are HIV positive. This is a group, the drag queens in this group, and how I know about it is the guy who does my hair, and he does a great job. Paul Rainey is part of this, and he has put this whole thing together. They have a White Rose Scholarship, and over the years, the White Rose Scholarship has been the recipient of has given out $100,000 in scholarships. So this fund, the White Rose Scholarship, a lot of these monies of the events, the monies that come from these various events, benefit the White Rose Scholarship, which over the years has given out $100,000 in scholarships. So if anyone would like to get an application, there's a website, which is icrme.org, and click onto the icon White Rose, and you can apply for a scholarship. They're due by January 31st of next year. A lot of information on where to send it on the website. The student has to be a Colorado resident, but they can go to school anywhere, and the group does not discriminate in any way, shape, or form. So this sounds like a hot event. I think it's going to be loaded with drag queens and the Empress, and it's the coronation, coronation 31, it looks like. No, that's going to be in April. But anyway, this is the Snowball, and the reigning Empress 30, Greta B. Quick, is going to host the function, and the money goes to benefit a myriad of charities. So that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, $12 at the door. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. I think it's probably going to be a hugely fun event. The Denver Post has been running. You know, I'm always quick to observe what the papers are doing here, but the Denver Post has been running a series, a very good series, which has looked into, you know, we all know about the Air Force Academy sexual assault scandals. Well, it turns out there are many sexual assaults that go on in the military, not in the Air Force Academy only, but in the military, among military families, and largely, either if they're reported, they're not dealt with very well. There are a lot of women who feel like they've been raped and sexually assaulted, sometimes by their husband, sometimes by other people. They're just a whole lot of stuff. And it turns out in this post-investigation, which has brought all of this information to light, turns out that the authorities have not done much about it. Well, guess what? Congress is going to investigate the situation, these problems that were uncovered by the Denver Post. Members of Congress said that they will investigate how the military handles sexual assault and domestic violence. Senate leaders set the investigation motion Wednesday in the wake of a three-day Denver Post series, which concluded on Tuesday, detailing widespread flaws in the armed forces, justice system, and victim services. During a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Chairman John Warner, who is a former boyfriend of Barbara Walters, and also a former husband of, guess what, Elizabeth Taylor, when she looked like a chicken wing in her porky face. Anyway, John Warner called findings of the Post investigation troubling and asked a subcommittee dealing with military personnel issues to look into the problem. So this is a wonderful thing that journalism does in its highest octave. It uncovers great stories, and then we hope that that this isn't just a cover-up, but Congress is going to investigate the problems that were uncovered by the Denver Post. So congratulations to the Denver Post. More on the Michael Jackson story, and as I said yesterday, and I saw some Bigfoot journalist echoed my sentiments, I said, gee, George Bush ought to write Michael Jackson a thank you note, because as long as Michael Jackson's in the soup, the heat's off George Bush in terms of newspaper and certainly cable news coverage. Here's a story about Michael Jackson, which is very interesting. What we know is what, you know, you all know the story. The story is he is being charged with child molestation. The district attorney is a pit bull here, and he's the one that almost brought a case against Michael Jackson in 1993, but it was settled. And reportedly, for millions of dollars, Bill O'Reilly says it was anywhere between $14 and $20 million with that kid. I think he was then 13 years old in 1993. Do you remember that there was a film out, and I can't remember the name of it, except Robert Redford was in it, and what was it called, The Bet or something? Maybe you remember the name, but it's like, would you go to bed with him for $1 million? What was the name of that movie? Sean would know, because he's a big... Indecent Proposal. There, thank you very much. Sean McKenzie has an entertainment website called entertainyourbrain.com. Okay. Indecent Proposal, and the premise of the film was, would you go to bed with Robert Redford, who now looks like a geezer, but he didn't then, maybe, for $1 million? Well, let's just amplify it a little bit. Would you let your kid do a sleepover at Michael Jackson's for between $14 and $20 million? I'm just asking, but would you let your kid do a sleepover, because that's the reported figure that the settlement was with that 13-year-old. Although he may need it for therapy for the rest of his life. Okay, now here's what I want to ask that question. I'm serious now. Would you, if you knew that you could get a $14 to $20 million payout, would you let your kid do sleepovers at Michael's house? 303-382-1150. I wonder if anybody will actually tell the truth if they call in. All right, one of the oddest things about Michael Jackson is that no matter how many allegations there have been, look at his career. His recording career is in the toilet. I have some information about how the new album is selling. It's not selling very well. Listen to this. There's a sale. There is a chain of record stores in Boston. I think something like 25 stores in the chain. Since his new CD, Number Ones, was released, you know how many they have sold? 25 stores in the chain, they've only sold 95 copies. They've only sold 95 copies. This is not good news. Now, I had seen on the net that apparently it was selling well in the UK, but it is certainly not selling well here. And with every successive release since 1993, the sales have gone down, 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 until now they're pretty negligible. But in spite of all of that, he gets tremendous ratings whenever he's on television, whenever there's a Michael Jackson special. And one of the oddest things about him is that he, despite the Mr. Peter Pan, despite the sleepover with little boys, despite cosmetic surgery that makes him look so grotesque he hardly looks human anymore, despite his spending sprees and the fact that he's alleged to be deeply and steeply in debt, despite the criminal charges of child molestation, he remains a superstar. And despite the fact that his albums don't sell, his CDs are not selling, for some reason, he remains a superstar. Now, let's go back to Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, with all the sexual allegations, the gropies who came forward right before the election. Or they did not actually come forward. The L.A. Times uncovered them. These women did not come forward. They had hidden this information for a long, long time. It didn't hurt Arnold. And my theory about why it didn't hurt Arnold in the election is, A, people made up their minds already that they were going to vote for him. They wanted a change. He's a movie star. He had celebrity, a lot of that stuff. But B, they cut him slack because they decided that movie stars are living by a different set of moral ethics than a lot of other people are. That you're used to reading about the scandals and this one sleeping with that one, and the fact that they're married to other people doesn't seem to factor into the equation very much. So we have cut him slack. Had it been a moralist running for governor of California, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, Jimmy Swaggart, before he got caught in a motel room with a hooker, you name it. Then, if gropies had been uncovered from under the covers, it would have been an issue. It would have been an explosive issue. But nope, you know, everybody knew what they were getting with Arnold. Arnold didn't pretend to be anything but a bad boy. And I think you have the same thing here with Michael Jackson. He remains a superstar just because he's so grotesque a phenomenon. Never mind that his CD is not selling, and his successive CD, he almost really doesn't have a recording career right now. But his television specials are wildly successful. And television is about getting huge numbers, particularly in November sweeps. So CBS was forced to pull the special that Michael Jackson was in Las Vegas working on, probably because the advertisers would have also jumped ship. I think they would have gotten huge ratings, huge numbers. And so what are they going to do, those canny CBS folks? They are talking about substituting instead a news program all about Michael Jackson, delving into his current travails. So they'll get the Michael Jackson mileage, but they just won't be doing the special. And if you listen to Tim McLaughlin doing the news, Gloria Allred has called for Child Protective Services to do an investigation as to whether or not Michael Jackson's three children ought to be placed into, be taken from the home and placed into what, foster care or in the system somehow. But anyway, gotten away from Michael Jackson. There's also, by the way, a lot of CBS is also under a lot of pressure from religious and feminist groups to cancel its Victoria's Secret special. You may want to comment on that. CBS coming under a lot of pressure lately, and they've caved every time. The Reagan miniseries, which has gone on to Showtime, they've caved with that. They pulled the Michael Jackson special, probably because the advertisers would have jumped ship. And now conservatives and feminist groups want CBS to cancel the Victoria's Secret show. You know what? If you don't want to watch that show, I'm not going to watch it probably. But if you don't want to watch that show, turn it off. Don't say that it shouldn't be broadcast to everybody else. Just turn it off. That's what I would say about that. But a couple of, and here, for some people, scandal is a huge career move. Before he died, Johnny Cash was into and out of rehab 80 million times. And now that he's dead, the tabloids are filled with stories about how he impregnated his wife's sister, that he had an affair with the wife's sister. You know, as part of the Johnny Cash legend, it doesn't seem to trash. It's for some people, scandal is a career move. That's all I can tell you. Look at Rush. Rush returned to a syndicated show to an even larger audience than he left, even though he could still face criminal charges of illegally acquiring prescription drugs. Paris Hilton, X-rated sex video of her surfaced, and it hasn't gotten her pulled from a new show that she's going to be doing. So, two questions about Michael Jackson as we continue. If you could get a payout of between $14 and $20 million, remember Indecent Proposal, where if you slept with Robert Redford in the film, you got $1 million, which is like chicken feet now. Oh, who would sleep with anybody for $1 million? But if would you let your kid do play dates at Michael's house if you knew you could get a payout of $14 to $20 million? Just asking. And how is it that in spite of all the scandal, in spite of the fact that his CDs aren't selling, he remains a superstar, a huge draw on television? Is it that it's the equivalent of the sideshow? Is it that he is so grotesque in his behavior, Michael Jackson, that we are just fascinated to watch him? I mean, think about scandal making for a larger audience. Look at Kobe. You had a coach for one of the big basketball teams saying, hey, this is great for basketball. It sells more tickets. Is that just another indication that in this society, it's only about the bottom line. It doesn't matter what you do as long as that bottom line is pumped up on steroids. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
One of America's greatest cities finally has a great talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for, Shell.
Just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report at www.shell.com.
This is Eric Muller reporting from Chopper 5.
Cut!
News happens fast. Can I afford to let a cold slow me down? Not up here. When I'm achy, with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, I take Advil Cold and Sinus. It's got the power of Advil to handle tough pain, plus a hard-working decongestant. That's why they call it Advil Cold and Sinus.
Quick, over to the highway!
I call it fast relief for a reporter on the fly.
For tough colds, advance to Advil Cold and Sinus. Use as directed.
You're listening to the sound an angel makes. An angel visiting the Salvation Army's website at salvationarmyusa.org. It's an easy way to buy a toy for a needy child or set up your own red kettle where friends can help those in need this holiday season. Make a donation to our new online Red Kettle and Angel Giving Tree programs at salvationarmyusa.org.
Join AM 1150 KNRC as we celebrate the holiday season by giving toys to children in need. Just go to your local Starbucks between now and December 25th and drop off a new unwrapped toy. You'll support the Holiday Angels Toy Drive benefiting the Starlight Children's Foundation. The toys will be given to children who are being treated in hospitals across Colorado for serious illnesses. So donate a toy today at your local Starbucks store and help brighten the smile of a seriously ill child this holiday season. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1227 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock today. No, yes, 3 o'clock. Sometimes I get that wrong. and we're going to be joined late in the broadcast because we need it. A psychiatrist is going to be joining us, Jean Shinoda Boland. She's got a brand new book out called Crohn's Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. Well, we want to hear about that. 13 qualities to cultivate. Only 13? You don't have to be a woman, I think, to benefit from Jean Shinoda Boland's concentrated wisdom. So she'll be at her cover tonight, 7:30. She's immensely popular in the Bay Area. So I'm eager to meet her and talk with her and hope she can give us some useful advice for the weekend and for our lives. We're talking about Michael Jackson, and what we're talking about here is the fact that we seem to be in a shame-free age, where actually scandal can be a career move for you. Look what it did for Russia's audience. It boosted it up. It was already huge, and it made it huger. Look what it's done for basketball in the wake of Kobe. Here we have Sean McKenzie, our board op today, tells me that Dateline and VH1 are all planning specials on Michael Jackson, or they're going to be covering. Dateline's going to be covering it tonight. So all the news magazines are covering it. Because why? Because there's a lot of interest, and because they can get a lot of mileage, and it crowds out. It's kind of like a Gresham's Law. You know what Gresham's Law is in economics? Cheap money drives dear money out of circulation. So cheapy stories drive serious stories out of circulation. Also, a lot of people associated with Michael Jackson, nobody's talking. Lisa Marie Presley, the ex-wife, she's not saying a word, no comment. Elizabeth Taylor, supposedly a best friend, not saying a word at all. Jermaine Jackson, I heard, was going to be on TV. Gloria Allred is asking for the state to look into Jackson's own biological children. I mean, one assumes that they're his bio children. We don't exactly know how that all happened. But in any event, to the state looking into removing his children from his care and putting them into the state system, foster care, whatever. But Child Protective Services investigating what he's been doing with his own kids. Michael is taking over TV. Apparently, almost all the networks and cable channels are feverishly at work on or are getting ready to re-air a string of Michael Jackson news programs. Among the upcoming highlights, Barbara Walters slated to interview Jackson's older brother tonight, Jermaine, on 2020. The H1 has a new show, Michael Jackson Sex Scandal, airing Sunday. And they're also repeating last winter's Living with Michael Jackson, the controversial documentary from the UK journalist Martin Bashir. And I think Martin Bashir is the one who also interviewed Princess Di on her very controversial interview, alleging that her husband was cheating on her. And maybe that's the one where she confessed that she was cheating on him also later. NBC's Dateline has cleared its schedule to devote its entire broadcast tonight to the Jackson case, as well as a special edition tomorrow night. What do you smell here? You smell the bloodlust for ratings. It's November. It's November sweeps. Everybody's going to forget about the fact that we're in Iraq, and we're all going to go to Michael Jack. We are all going to be really in Neverland. This is actually literally Neverland. How do you feel about it? 303-322-1150. I'm hearing from some of you, you want to talk about Iraq, and we'll get there, but and there are a lot of other things to discuss, but there are a lot of questions here that the Michael Jackson story is emblematic of. We have become a society where we are shame-free now. Certainly among our celebrities, the people who are supposed to be role models for us, scandal can actually be a career move. Scandal, look at what it's done for Rush. Look what it's done for Kobe and basketball. Look what it's doing for Michael's horrible career. I mean, he's going to pay a high price for it. Look what it's doing for everybody who's bottom-feeding off of Michael, TV, radio, and so on. If you could get a payout of between $14 and $20 million if you let your kid do play dates over at Michael's house, would you consider it? Remember the Robert Redford film, Indecent Proposal? You get $1 million if you slept with Robert Redford before he was a geezer. What do you think? 303-322-1150. Meanwhile, the odd thing here, Jackson remains a superstar, never mind that his recording career is virtually over, I think, or at least that's what insiders are alleging. He's not selling any. It's not selling. The newest one is simply not selling. And I don't know that the scandal is making anybody rush to buy his newest CD. They're rushing to the television screen. They want to hear the latest juicy gossip, but they are not rushing to buy that album. Preston, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Preston.
Hi, Enid.
Thank you, by the way, for all the magazines that you send and for all your fine letters to the editors and various publications where you reference me in the station. That's really, I really appreciate that.
Sure thing. It was my pleasure. And I really enjoy the Sun magazine. That's what I photocopied so much of. They've been doing some excellent interviews over the past few years, and I'm a big fan of it. So, and, you know, I think if people knew about publications like the Sun, if it was like, you know, at the checkout aisle as we left the grocery store, I think all sorts of people would find that kind of thing intriguing. But, you know, we get other things offered and promoted instead, like this Michael Jackson stuff that's going to occupy the public mind quite a bit, I think, diverting us from other issues that, you know, if presented in an interesting way, you know, people would care about because it affects their lives, like the FTAA.
But I know, and we did have somebody from Miami on the FTAA yesterday. Yeah, Tom Mesnick. But I'm telling you, sometimes people are so bummed out by what the news is politically, by Iraq and so on, that it's fun to sometimes pick up a tabloid and pop some bomb bombs in your mouth and just pig out, veg out with something that's completely mindless and completely trashy.
Definitely. And, you know, it can be a struggle to stay engaged with these political issues.
Well, I think those of us who are engaged will remain engaged, and those who aren't are not going to necessarily get engaged.
Yeah.
But I think that there are there's lots here going on that I think is tremendously instructive. It's how the feeding frenzy, the press feeding frenzy, everybody. We're in November sweep, so you've got all the reputable shows, the Datelines, the 2020s. All of them are going to devote themselves to Michael Jackson because they can really go to town and get numbers, and it's really all about numbers. It's all about money and numbers, because numbers equal money.
Yeah. You know, but I think they could get numbers from things like, you know, remember when they had the Perot debate, presidential debate that included Perot? They had like tens of millions of people that tuned into that.
Okay, here we are. I'm practically on the eve of Thanksgiving. Let's say there was a debate with Howard Dean or Perot or the equivalent. You think anybody would stay home on a Friday night and glue their eyeballs to the TV set and watch this thing tonight? They'd rather watch Michael Jackson. And here we are on the eve also celebrating, or, well, not celebrating, but noting, or the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. It's 40 years since he was assassinated. And there was a whole different mindset 40 years ago than there is now. And the contrast, I mean, Michael Jackson, this is what we gorge on. This is what we're interested in. It is extremely telling about what we have become.
I disagree in some ways. I think it's promoted in all sorts of ways. There's a huge kind of public relations machine behind this kind of thing, marketing. You have, you know, anchors gossiping about it, and it builds this kind of community of awareness around it. Then it pulls people in. You could do the same thing just as easily around who owns the water system. Are the public libraries going to be privatized? Our terrorists, our jobs going to be moved overseas?
Well, Preston, I'm going to put that out there, and let's see if people respond to it. And I thank you.
Sure thing.
Preston is suggesting that if we treated serious issues the way Michael Jackson's being treated, people would be more interested in them. Do you agree? Jeff, calling from Westminster. Hi, you're live with Enid.
You know, I totally agree with the gentleman before. You know, and let me take it a step farther. And it seems like just another attempt, and I know this sounds ridiculous, because Michael Jackson is kind of a strange guy. But I mean, just like Michael Moore would say, and has said in his documentary, you know, this is just another attempt for the media to scare white community, you know, against. They're scaring all the white people.
You think this is Jeff? You think this is a black white issue?
Yeah, it's definitely. You know, I mean, Kobe. Here's Kobe Bryant. You know, now here's Michael Jackson. I mean, there's been white football players who've been accused of rape, and nothing really came of it in the media. I mean, I even forgot the guy's name.
I think, Jeff, I disagree with you. Any star, I think we're so hysterical about the issues of child molestation that any star who went into that territory would be dead meat. And I think it's only because Michael Jackson has been so successful and such a superstar that he hasn't been fried.
Well, Ian, do you remember the guy's name? I don't even remember the guy's name. I mean, he was accused of raping his babysitter. He's a pro football player, the tight end for the Green Bay Packers. And the media, it was so lightly covered that I even forgot his name. But now, my point would be is, you know, I mean.
All right, we've got to take a news break. Let's put it out there and see if people agree with you, Jeff, and I thank you for the call. Jeff thinks it's a black-white issue, that the reason we're coming down on Michael Jackson is because he's black, not that he's white. What do you think? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear ye, hear ye, and welcome to our royal celebration. Disney on Ice presents Princess Classics. It's the seven most enchanting stories of all time, with all your favorite princesses, brave heroes, and funny friends in one amazing live show. Get Cinderella to the castle in time and dance at the Royal Ball. Dive into an undersea party with the Little Mermaid and Sebastian. Journey to the Sultan's castle and escape on a magic carpet ride with Aladdin and Princess Jasmine. Help brave Mulan fulfill her heroic destiny. And join Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty for a dazzling celebration of romance, fun, and adventure. Live in your hometown. Disney on Ice, Princess Classics. Get tickets today and let the happy endings begin.
Coming to the Pepsi Center, December 10th through the 14th. Get your tickets today at the box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or call to charge by phone.
Well, 12:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 37 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Riceland Rice and Safeway. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 22-month-old boy who was last seen about 11 yesterday morning at Cambridge College in Aurora. The suspect in the child's disappearance is Isaac Diggins, a black male, 5'10", with brown hair and freckles. He was last seen driving a white 1995 Ford Taurus. Taurus with Colorado plates 256EBY. The Army soldier who defied an order to return to combat in Iraq has been released from active duty. Specialist Simone Holcomb will end her Army career on November 29th and join the National Guard the following day. A loss prevention officer at the Westminster Mall Foley's was shot at after chasing a possible shoplifter. He ducked and the bullet missed. The shoplifting suspect ran off and the car with the shooter drove away. In sports, the Denver Nuggets take on the Washington Wizards tonight at the Pepsi Center. The Nuggets are at 6-5 this season. Preparing meals at home can be fast and easy when Riceland Rice is the main ingredient. Start out right with a great taste of Riceland Rice, available at Safeway. Safeway, giving our best. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:40.
Hear ye, and welcome to our royal celebration. Disney on Ice presents Princess Classics. It's the seven most enchanting stories of all time with all your favorite princesses, brave heroes, and funny friends in one amazing live show. Get Cinderella to the castle in time and dance at the Royal Ball. Dive into an undersea party with the Little Mermaid and Sebastian. Journey to the Sultan's castle and escape on a magic carpet ride with Aladdin and Princess Jasmine. Help brave Mulan fulfill her heroic destiny. And join Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty for a dazzling celebration of romance, fun, and adventure. Live in your hometown. Disney on Ice, Princess Classics. Get tickets today and let the happy endings begin.
Coming to the Pepsi Center, December 10th through the 14th. Get your tickets today at the box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or call to charge by phone.
KNRC News Time is 12:41. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Home Depot at Home Services. Got an object on the roadway, westbound I-70. It's right before Pecos, so watch for that. Another accident reported, 48th and Osage, and still trying to work that multi-car pileup. Southbound I-25 at Erie Exit, 7 cars and a semi involved up north. Get up to a $1,000 rebate by mail on qualified Trane heating and cooling systems. Call the Home Depot at Home Services at 1-800-79-DEPOT. License number available upon request. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Colleen Swales with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our quietest day will be today, becoming partly cloudy, a high near 50, but clouds increase tonight. Little light snow developing, a low of 25, and then snow will become likely, especially by Saturday afternoon. The best chance of accumulating snow in the late afternoon, evening, and into Saturday night. Heaviest amounts will be north and in the foothills areas in the northern mountains. And then it's all going to end by midday Sunday with a high of 18. For the Weather Channel, I'm Colleen Swales on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 37 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
We co-host Style Matters Live on AM 1150 KNRC. You know that we know great shopping. That's why for this holiday season, we'll be at Aspen Grove on Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton.
You got that right. Aspen Grove is an open-air shopping center. Park right in front of great stores like Pottery Barn, Coldwater Creek, Talbot's, and Chico's. It's an urban feel in the heart of suburbia with 7 great restaurants. No food court food here.
Aspen Grove has stores you'd find at any mall, plus a few wonderful exclusives like the Carol Lee Adrian Vitadini shop, the new Italian department store Camille La Vie, and White House Black Market. He will buy an outfit in white, and then I'm going to buy the same one in black.
I heard that. For the holidays, Aspen Grove has free carriage rides. Have the whole family sign up for the gift registry. Make sure everyone gets what they really want.
Aspen Grove is located on Santa Fe at Mineral and Littleton near the light rail station. Open Mondays through Saturdays 10 to 9 and Sundays 11 to 6.
You can't top Aspen Grove, where life meets style.
KNRC Market Watch.
Freddie Mac made $5 billion more the last 3 years than first thought. As expected, Freddie restating earnings today, covering 2000, 2001, and part of 2002. The $5 billion went unreported during those years. Regulators are investigating whether the company withheld the earnings so it could inflate profit reports for future quarters. Right now, Freddie's stock is up 61 cents. Little less glaze on Krispy Kreme shares today after CIBC World Markets downgraded the stock. The brokerage concerned about falling productivity at new donut locations and the company's increased dependence on other businesses selling its stuff. but stock is still up a tasty dollar and a half following Crispy's better-than-expected earnings report. Markets are up on the upside this hour, but barely. The Dow is up 5 points, S&P 500 gaining 1, the NASDAQ is up 8. Advances are leading decliners on the big board by about 3-2. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
1244 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And USA Today is reporting that Fox News said that the 12-year-old boy who's making these allegations has had cancer at the time that he was visiting Jackson at Neverland Ranch. We're talking about Michael Jackson, and we're talking about it from a different perspective. Everybody's full of it. In other words, Dateline is going to do a piece on it. 2020 will be doing a piece on it. I think that we are in an age where scandal is a career move for a lot of people. Even if you aren't central to the scandal, it is a career move for you to cover that scandal because everybody else is. A syndicated show reported that police served a search warrant on Jackson's videographer in L.A. County and confiscated several takes. The program reported that the 12-year-old boy, the one who's alleging the sexual, those sexual allegations against Michael Jackson and his mother have been taped by Jackson's camp saying that nothing untoward happened at the ranch. They're also trying to portray the mother as a money grubber and that when the Jackson people told her it was over between Michael and the kid, that was it. She ran to the lawyer. So we'll see what happens here. But the question is, here's a guy who can't sell records anymore. For some observers feel that maybe this whole scandal is the final nail in the coffin, and yet he remains a superstar because I guess it's a freak show. I mean, he looks like a freak show. He looks vaguely human. There's an odd appurtenance there where his nose formerly was. I've never seen, I mean, with every, his nose kind of mirrors his decline of his album sales with every successive surgery. And he denies, by the way, that he's had cosmetic surgery. 303-382-1150, you may wish to comment. And may wish to comment on the fact that that we remain fascinated by him. This is Gresham's Law in operation. Cheap money drives dear money out of circulation. The lines are full. One line available. Grab it, somebody. Let's head over to Matt, calling from Denver. Matt, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to disagree most strongly with the idea that if they packaged a lot of these issues, the free trade issues in Iraq and so forth, in the same way that they did these scandals, that the American people would pay attention. I think, first and foremost, we are a personality culture and not an idea culture, and I don't think ideas translate well over television, and what's more, I don't think people would stand there for complicated, nuanced issues. They like good and bad, black and white, and
I think you're onto something because I think you can bond with a personality. At least you think if you're a Michael Jackson fan, you've sort of bonded with him, and you don't bond with an idea. It's way too abstract.
Right.
And television doesn't handle abstractions that well. Television is a much blunter medium.
You know, Paul, that guy who tried to inject race into the issue, I think is silly because it's not the race of the individual that's at issue. It's usually the nature of the scandal or the crime because people can relate to, you know, sin and redemption and the idea that we're all at risk of these things like child molestation and rape and so forth. So I think people relate to it from that standpoint, and I don't think race has anything to do with it.
Well, I think in one way Michael Jackson has in one way transcended race because I don't really think of him as black. I don't know that he's black or he's white. He really literally resides in a Neverland, whether it's race or whether it's emotional issues. He has lightened his skin. He has changed his features. And I just see him as a superstar rather than as a member of one race. But I think it's an interesting question to ask, and I thank you, Matt, for the call. Is it an issue of race? We had a caller who said it's an issue of race, that if he were a white guy, he wouldn't be coming under the scrutiny. I think he would. With issues of pedophilia, he would. Joe, calling from Westminster. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid, thanks. I totally agree with you. I don't think it's an issue of race. You couldn't ask for a more white-friendly celebrity than, you know, Michael Jackson. I mean, he's even over the years tried to make himself look white. Same thing going back a few years with O.J. Simpson. Before his arrest, you know, he was very mainstream, you know, white-friendly figure. Neither of them are in any way agitators or associated with, you know, civil rights that much. So, and I think it's understandable, unfortunately, that the black community will rally, or identify with, and rally around figures like that, of Kobe Bryant also, you know.
All right, so you don't think it's an issue of race. Okay,
no.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the call, 303-382-1150. Some people do think it's an issue of race. Let's head over to Don, calling from Denver. Don, hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well, Don.
Absolutely. The race is absolutely the core at this, because when Pete, like I told you the other day, when Pete Townsend got caught red-handed with kiddie porn on his computer, it wasn't blown
he
up.
He
like
wasn't
this.
Red-handed with kiddie porn. That you, let's make that. Let's get it right, because the way it was reported is that he registered on a kiddie porn site. He says he never downloaded. I never saw any reporting that said he downloaded, but just registering on the site was enough to get him
right.
And his computer hauled off to the pokey,
okay.
And he now has to register as a sex offender. But that isn't the same as a child molestation charge.
Can I make my other point, please?
Yeah.
Phil Spector murdered, or allegedly, a woman in his home with a shotgun, shot her down dead, and that hasn't been blown up in the media like Michael Jackson allegedly raping some kids.
Because Phil Spector is not a superstar like Michael Jackson. Phil Spector, most people don't know who Phil Spector is.
Anybody,
Don,
who lived in the 60s, no, they've heard.
It's Phil, not, but Phil, that's in the 60s. That's 40 years ago, Don. Michael Jackson has had hits all the way through, and even if he hasn't had hits, he's been an object of celebrity gossip. Phil Spector has acted and lived like a recluse for the last 30 or 40 years. So it is not the same, and it's not about race. It's about celebrity. 303-382-1150. Gene, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Jean.
Yeah, well, I think it's about race. And we ought to go back to who molested Michael Jackson. We might need to go back to who molested him. Who got him acting like this? You know, he was running around with Liz Taylor and all that group. You know.
Well, his father said that he beat it, that he hit him, but he didn't beat him. That he used a switch, but he didn't use a stick, so therefore he didn't beat him, he only hit him. So maybe whatever happened to Michael Jackson happened in his own family.
Somebody has molested him, and I think this is a wake-up call to all these black celebrities to leave that old stanky white meat alone.
Thank you, Jean. 303. You want to comment on that? 303-382-1150. A lot of people see it as a black-white issue. I don't see it as a black-white issue. I think Michael Jackson is somebody who has transcended issues of race. He's in a whole other universe. It's a very rarefied universe. It's called celebrity, and really it is a kind of Neverland. And I don't think it's racial, but some of you may disagree. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC morning man Greg Dobbs was Mr. Establishment at Berkeley back in the 60s. What happened? Find out morning 6 till 10 exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Ever go to the gym and feel like you're competing in a beauty pageant?
Like, oh my God, that outfit is so last year.
Or that you've landed on Planet Meathead, where the necks you see are thicker than your thighs?
Come on, we only have 3,000 more breasts to go.
Tired of hearing the grunting just before the weights crash to the floor? Then come to where fitness isn't a competition or a measure of how thick your neck is. Dumbbells Fitness prides itself in attending to the details of a workout and takes care in creating a fun and relaxed atmosphere that makes even the gym phobic feel comfortable. Dumbbells Fitness is the vegetarian of all gyms. They keep their meat in the freezer. Dumbbells Fitness is located on the second floor at the Tabor Center at 17th and Larimer in downtown Denver. Call now, 303-592-7700. That's 303-592-7700. Or log on to dumbbellsfitness.com. Visit us at Dumbbells for your authentic workout.
Here at Airborne Command Headquarters, we get hundreds of letters, some worthy of Chaucer, some not. But one thing they all agree on, they all love Airborne, the wonderful product created by a school teacher who was sick of catching colds in class. Now, what kind of kook writes in to praise a product, you ask? Hey, man, we're talking Airborne, the effervescent health formula that you drop in water and it tastes great. Airborne is a miracle cold remedy, writes Julie Wendt. Finally, a cure for the common cold, says Alec McMurdo. Do these sound like kooks to you? Of course not. So take Airborne. It's really good. Yeah.
Hi, this is Victoria Knight McDowell. I'm a second grade teacher, and I developed the dietary supplement Airborne because I was sick of catching colds in class. When you feel that first cold symptom, won't you please give Airborne a try? Thank you.
Find Airborne Natural Cold Remedy at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and Trader Joe's. Ask for Airborne, baby.
Being tough is her job, and she does it well. She is the enforcer.
Hanging up, you're grounded. That means no phone.
Come on, it was only weed. I only did it once.
She doesn't love being tough. She's tough because she loves the enforcer.
When I say no weed, I mean no weed.
She's more than a hero. She's
a good mom.
Parents, the anti-drug. For information on how to keep your kids away from marijuana, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
It's always better to give than to receive, especially during the holidays. Give what you can, but make sure you know who is on the receiving end. www.charitynavigator.org provides free online ratings of more than 2,500 of America's best-known charities. Charity Navigator objectively examines each organization's ability to raise funds, manage costs, and deliver on its intended programs. So before you write a check, visit charitynavigator.org and find a charity you can trust.
Whether you've got bald tires, a flat tire, old tires, or are just tired of looking at white walls, there's no better time to pick up a new set of Goodyear tires than during National Automotive Month at Sears Auto Center. Because Goodyear tires are all on sale. And get a free DieHard Weather Handler battery worth $59.99 when you buy four Goodyear tires. Just bring in your old battery and we'll exchange it free. But only during National Automotive Month and only at Sears Auto Center. Sears, good life, great price. Sale and free battery offer end 8/23. Find us online at Sears.com or America Online, keyword Sears.
Chamois? Sponges? Upholstery cleaner? Car cover? Chrome polish? Car wax? Electric bumper?
You'll do just about anything to protect your car. No one understands that better than your State Farm agent. That's why we insure more cars than anyone else. Providing insurance and financial services.
Talk to Dominic and Bill.
So I hired his housekeeper, and she came over to look at the house today, and she was just great. She's going to come every Tuesday, but she's starting tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
To help me out. And she seems really, really nice. This is my problem. I can't say her name.
What?
She's coming tomorrow. Now, she told me her name was Blanca before she left, but you know
Blanca.
Me. Now I will never remember that name.
No, you never will.
No. Just I'll be looking at her and going, Brittany.
No, think of Blanca.
Dominic and Bill, weeknights from 6 to 9 on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about the significance of Michael Jackson. He's all over the place, and George Bush ought to write him a thank you note. But the fact that we are now a culture, a society that regards scandal as a career move for some people. And that certainly seems to be the case for Michael Jackson. He's not selling albums much or CDs, but he certainly remains a superstar in spite of all these charges. And some of you think it's a black-white issue. Let's go to the phones. Juanita, hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon, Enid. I'm calling because I'm a black woman who was personally embarrassed by your last caller. To me, she was obviously a racist. She made a racist remark. And I just feel that this issue is not one of race. I am a black woman. I've raised three black children who are now adults. The thing is, I think that the fascination by Michael Jackson is simply because he is an enigma. He is a mystery. He is a tragedy. He's all of these things. I remember Michael when he was a little boy. I remember them when they first got started. I followed his career for a long time until I got really involved with raising a family myself. He is extremely talented. He's a monumental talent. But my whole point for calling you is just to state that I don't believe this has anything to do with race. How many people do you know that have an amusement park built on their property?
Really? Or walk around at social events wearing a surgical mask.
And that is right.
Not many.
I have to drink some water because my mouth is so dry.
Thank you, Juanita. We're out of time in this hour, but I thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. 303-382-1150. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And later in the broadcast, God knows, we need a psychiatrist, and we'll have one. Jean Shinoda Boland, she's got a brand new book out. She'll be at Tattered Cover at Cherry Creek tonight, 7:30. Crones Don't Wine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. And I don't think you need to be a juicy woman only to take advantage of the wisdom that Jean Shinoda Boland, I think, we'll be sharing with us today. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1150.
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 37 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Riceland Rice and King Soopers. An Amber Alert for a missing child has been canceled. 22-month-old Garrett Boyle was found safe and sound about 1 hour after the alert was issued today. He was last seen in Aurora at Cambridge College yesterday with 38-year-old Isaac Diggins. Gene Town with the Colorado Department of Transportation, which works in conjunction with the Colorado Bureau of Investigations in issuing Amber Alerts, says someone went to Commerce City Police with information on Diggins' car, and the two were found soon after that report was made. The Army soldier who defied an order to return to combat in Iraq has been released from active duty. Specialist Simone Holcomb will end her Army career on November 29th and join the National Guard the following day. Holcomb wanted the Army to reassign her to Fort Carson in Colorado so she could take care of her 7 children while her husband continued to serve in Iraq. Holcomb says she can live with the Army's decision. Tommy Tsunamis was the site of the 6th annual Nouveau in Lodo. The event celebrates the release of Beaujolais Nouveau, a holiday in France. Cat Lloyd explains.
It happens every third Thursday of November, and it started out as a reward for the workers.
Part of the proceeds go to Safe House of Denver. Guerrillas continue their offense against American targets in Iraq. The Iraqi oil ministry and 2 hotels were hit by rockets fired from donkey carts today. The hotels are 2 of the most heavily guarded buildings in Baghdad, housing journalists and foreign contractors. Army General Mark Kimmett told CBS Early Show he is blaming insurgent violence on a network of people loyal to ousted leader Saddam Hussein. He also said the country needs more Iraqi security forces. Meantime, north of Baghdad, another American soldier has been killed. No specifics have been released, but some sort of booby trap was involved. U.S. intelligence is warning American interests abroad to be more alert. A bulletin has been sent to law enforcement and security personnel, advising them of possible al-Qaeda attacks in the coming days. The advisory comes one day after bombings in Turkey killed 27 people and injured hundreds more. A Homeland Security spokesman says the new information won't affect the terrorist threat level in the United States. President Bush is on his way back to Washington after completing an historic 3-day official visit to Britain. On the final day of his trip, Bush traveled to Tony Blair's parliamentary constituency where he met invited voters. Several hundred people again protested. Suzanne Chislett reports.
It's been a groundbreaking visit which will be remembered not just because it was the first official state visit of a U.S. president. Mr. Bush pledged to stand alongside Britain and Turkey following the twin explosions in Istanbul and gave a keynote address reaffirming his commitment to Iraq's future. As he prepared to leave, the president told reporters Britain was lucky to have a leader like Tony Blair. Of the ongoing demonstrations and occasional bad press coverage, Mr. Bush said it was great to be in a country where people could freely express their views. Suzanne Chislett, London.
Some media experts are saying Michael Jackson's career as a singer and entertainer is pretty much over today, a day after he turned himself in on charges of child molestation. Reporter Pat LaLama, who's covering the story for Celebrity Justice, says the King of Pop was already on the decline.
I would say his music career is pretty much, in terms of commercial popularity, he may go on to produce, someone here or there.
LaLama says that some of Jackson's diehard fans may continue to support him, but she believes those numbers are quickly dwindling. She says she doubts Jackson will be able to survive public scrutiny that has resulted from the allegations of child molestation. Jackson returned to Las Vegas after he surrendered in Santa Barbara yesterday. His next court appearance is scheduled for January, but the pop music icon won't be traveling abroad in the interim. As a condition of bail, Jackson had to surrender his passport. Health authorities in Pennsylvania say they know the likely source of a hepatitis A outbreak: green onions consumed at a Chi-Chi's restaurant and at the Beaver County Mall. Now authorities are backtracking to find out where those onions came from. Britney Spears reportedly is weighing a seven-figure offer to show off all of her figure in Playboy magazine. A report on The Scoop says Playboy is desperate to get Britney in the buff because she's this generation's sex symbol. In sports, the Washington Wizards come to town tonight to take on the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are coming off their win over Milwaukee on Wednesday night. The Colorado Avalanche beat the New York Rangers 4-3 last night. Tomorrow night, the Avs will host the LA Kings, and it's the Denver Broncos and Chicago Bears this Sunday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Need a quick dinner idea? Preparing meals at home can be fast and easy when Riceland Rice is the main ingredient. Start out right with Riceland Rice, available at King Supers, right store, right price. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Bet Your Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
CSO, the Colorado Symphony Chorus, and the CSO French Horn Section, all in one performance. Join the CSO this weekend in a performance of Mozart, Schumann, and Rossini. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 21st through 23rd. Tickets available at all King Supers, Tickets West outlets, and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by AutoZone. 3-day special at AutoZone this Friday. But really, well, what the problem is that we got a southbound I-25 right at Erie. We got a bit of a problem trying to clear a multi-car accident off. Also, westbound I-70, it's going to be right at Pecos. There was a car in the shoulder. That should be out of there as well. It is a 3-day special at AutoZone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only AutoZone has brake pads starting at just $6.99. Limit 2 sets. This weekend only at AutoZone. Hurry in. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Colleen Swales with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our quietest day will be today, becoming partly cloudy, a high near 50, but clouds increase tonight. Little light snow developing, a low of 25, and then snow will become likely, especially by Saturday afternoon. The best chance of accumulating snow in the late afternoon, evening, and into Saturday night. Heaviest amounts will be north and in the foothills areas in the northern mountains. And then it's all going to end by midday Sunday with a high of 18. For the Weather Channel, I'm Colleen Swales on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 37 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. This is the getaway weekend prior to Thanksgiving, so I think a lot of people are going to get away and not going to be around much next week. I'll be taking some of Thanksgiving off. Joe's going to be taking some of Thanksgiving off, and I'm curious to know what you're going to be doing. We've been talking about Michael Jackson, and I want to talk about a number of other issues as well. First of all, I want to talk about this. This is current. This is right now. We have just got to talk about this. This is how the administration is going to undermine Medicare. And they're doing it with this prescription drug benefit and AARP. If AARP had not signed on to this thing, I don't think it would have moved forward. But AARP signed on to it, and they stand to make money from it, and people are complaining about it, and it has some chance of passing, but it's going to undermine Medicare. It's a Trojan horse is what it is. And so that when we hope that the Medicare there will be around long enough so that when we have to collect, it'll be there. It may not be there for us in the same way. And this is the beginning of eroding it. Everybody said, oh, you know what? Nobody can get everything that they want. Well, guess what? The pharmaceutical houses got what they wanted in this thing, and the insurance companies are getting what they want, and it's not too late to call your representative or your senator, your congressperson or your senator, and you can do it. Go on the web, www.senate.gov or house.gov for your representative, or look in the phone book because they all have district offices. You can call, you can email. Let them know that this is a scam. And let me read you Paul Krugman, because this is all being hashed out right now. Congress is nearing a decision, and here it is. There are Paul Krugman. Now, Paul Krugman, who writes for the New York Times, is an economist, and he teaches at Princeton, and he's been shortlisted from time to time for the Nobel Prize in economics. So here's I trust what he has to say. Maybe many of you disagree with him philosophically, but I don't think he's wrong in his information. He says there are a lot of anti-retiree measures tucked away in this bill. It contains several Trojan horse provisions that are clearly intended to undermine Medicare over time. It will allow private insurers to cherry-pick healthy clients in selected cities, and it will heavily subsidize private plans competing with traditional Medicare. Meanwhile, the bill prohibits Medicare from using its bargaining power to cut drug prices. So here's Medicare, a huge, it would have huge bargaining power, right? Well, the bill's not going to let it use its bargaining power to cut drug prices to you. Drug company stocks have soared since the bill's details have been made public. Yet, the bill has a good chance of passing thanks to an endorsement, last-minute endorsement, from the AARP. And you know what they are, American Association of Retired People, the Retiree Advocacy Organization. One might have expected that the advocacy group for retired Americans, that it might take its time in responding to make sure that its major groups of retirees won't actually be heard, and to poll its members to be sure that they are well informed about what the bill contains and that they don't object to it. Instead, the AARP has thrown its weight behind an effort to ram the bill through before Thanksgiving. And if you think that there's like, it's like there's a deadline here, no, the bill isn't going to get going until 2006. So what is the hurry to ram it through before Thanksgiving? The bill's not going to kick in, according to Paul Krugman, until 2006 in any case. So he says no harm will be done if the nation takes some time to consider. A lot of AARP's members feel betrayed. I mean the website. Apparently they're getting thousands of hits per day. At least 1,500 people are very upset about it, the AARP membership. And AARP, I think, began as some sort of an insurance kind of an operation. But over the years, AARP has become more than an advocacy and a service organization for older Americans. Listen to this. It receives more than $150 million each year in commissions on insurance, mutual funds, and prescription drugs sold to its members. And this Medicare bill is very friendly to insurance and drug companies. Senator John Breaux, one of the only two Democrats who participated in negotiations over the bill, takes this controversy as a good sign. He said no one got everything they wanted. But, as someone else pointed out, the drug and insurance companies got exactly what they wanted. No efforts to limit prices, generous subsidies, and lots of additional business. For example, insurance companies that offer an alternative to Medicare will not only be able to pick and choose their customers, so you know what they'll cherry pick. As I said earlier, they cherry pick the healthiest customers here, and Medicare, the traditional Medicare, will be required to pick it up for everybody else. But we'll also, listen to this, not only will these private insurance companies be able to pick and choose their customers, but will also get 30% more per client than the government spends on the average Medicare recipient. So do AARP executives support this bill because they hope to share in the bounty? Maybe. Maybe, but it probably runs deeper than that. Once an advocacy group becomes as much a business as a service organization, its executives are likely to start identifying more with industry interests than with the groups they're supposed to be serving. So here's the head of AARP, a guy named Bill Novelli, who wrote a fawning preface to Newt Gingrich's book that tries to destroy healthcare, government-subsidized healthcare. So here's William Novelli, the chief executive, who wrote a growing preface to Newt Gingrich's book on healthcare reform. And after all, Gingrich has long advocated turning the administration of Medicare over to private companies, an unpopular idea and also an expensive one. So here's another thing. The other he's also talking about the energy bill, which we're going to get to. But in any event, he's saying, Paul Krugman is saying, that he thinks the AARP was bought off here. And I am so upset about this. Diana DeGette, Representative, Democratic Representative Colorado, announced that she was renouncing her honorary membership into the AARP, claiming that its leaders had come down with a case of Potomac fever with symptoms of loss of long-term memory, blurry vision, a tin ear, and a huge appetite. They are supporting a drug plan that will cost most seniors a lot of money while providing them with very little prescription drug coverage. I think that this is a scandal. I think that this is just horrible. And that's only one horrible installment and what this regime is doing to us. Here's another horrible installment. And thank goodness that Ben Nighthorse Campbell, he is a Republican, so we're hoping that he gets his IQ points right up there to compete with the Democrats. He's against this, and I'm glad that he is. And here's what this is about. The Bush administration wants to loosen tight restrictions on the disposal of low-level radioactive waste, allowing it to be dumped into ordinary landfills. You do not want this stuff, I don't care how low-level it is, you do not want this stuff dumped into Colorado landfills. You don't want it. Kids could be playing on that stuff. It could affect growing bodies. We don't know what the cumulative effects are of all the radiation that we are exposed to. There's all the cell phone usage that everybody's doing, sitting in front of computer monitors that everybody's doing. All of that is low-level radiation emission. And there are rules that are beginning to be imposed in Europe where they're doing more research on it than we are here. Because guess what? They don't want you to know. The telecom companies don't want you to know. They want a little cell, a mobile phone in every kid's pocket and in every adult's pocket. And they don't want you to know. You're constantly exposing yourself to low-level radiation. And some cell phones emit more than others. And you don't ever see those charts around either. So here, nuclear waste in landfill, low-level radiation waste, right now, the law is that low-level radioactive waste can be dumped legally only in one of three specialized commercial landfills nationwide that have impermeable liners and radiation sensors or in a small number of government facilities. Here's what the EPA, oh, like it really is environmental protection, give me a break. Here's what they want to do. They want to allow such waste to go into any solid waste landfill, including 75 in Colorado. They have drains and groundwater monitoring, but no liners or radiation detectors. Do you know what this might do to the groundwater? Those of you who are more scientifically oriented than I am, I'd like to hear from you. Because the government, there's such geniuses in the government, MTBE in the gasoline is an additive. It has poisoned the groundwater in a lot of places, all over California, for one. 303-382-1150. Now, here's what you can do. You can call your congressman, call your senators on both of these issues, the Medicare issue and also a nuclear waste in landfills and this energy bill that the Republicans wanted to ram through that was going to be horrible for us. It looks like it's dead for the moment, although they're going to try and resurrect it. But on all of these issues, and I'll get to that in a moment as well, here's what you do. Go to the website, senate.gov or house.gov. Access who your representative or your senator are, and make a note of that so you can always email and call or look in the phone book. It's all there. You can find out who your senator is, Allard or Campbell, and who your representative is, and let them know how you feel about this. Push them. If you are quiet, nothing will happen. This is a way for you to be heard. Let's go to the phones, 303-382-1150. Joanne, calling from Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, Enid, that's all I can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you for bringing up this Medicare thing. I thought I was the only one. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I tried to get a hold of ARP locally. 15 minutes I had to wait on the line.
Well, I think they're inundated, aren't they?
Oh, yes, yes. And then when I finally got on, they try and intimidate you, but your name, your address, and start beating on you. I said, all I want to do is make a statement, and they would not give me the national number. But
they wouldn't give you the national number?
No.
Let's find out. Joe, let's see. Can we find out what the national number for AARP would be?
I found it. I found it on my own.
Okay.
And I did get that, and she blew me off. Oh, she was froze, because I told her I was canceling. My husband and I are canceling
Cancel.
Our house insurance. We are canceling our car insurance. We are canceling all our insurance with them. We want nothing more to do with them, because we can see it's a bunch of baloney. They are for our senior citizens.
They used to be, or at least that's the reputation they had. Let me tell you, Medicare with my mother, that was so helpful. It paid for so much. It didn't pay for, I guess, although she had some things that maybe it paid for medications, but it was just such a boon for seniors. And I hope it's there when I need it, and I hope it's there when anybody else needs it. And I don't want to see a Trojan horse destroying it in the face of these massive deficits and buying out AARP. And I would say if you're an AARP member, I certainly would never give them a penny, and
no,
I don't know
no.
that anybody else ought to either. They sound like a bunch of whores to me.
Well, let me tell you this. I called Pancrato's office, and she nicely blew me off. I called Diana DeGette's office, and they're very, very good.
She says she's got an honorary to AARP, and she is resigning it.
Oh, good for her. They were wonderful. Oh, what a wonderful people they are. I just hope she stays in there forever. But I just want you to know, and thank you for bringing this up. I am really fed up with them, and I guess I am just furious that so many people are snowed by them.
I think for a while they had the reputation of doing good things on behalf of senior. I did some research that they started out as an insurance kind of an outfit. But I think they have sold everybody down the river. And I'm telling you what, I would never give them a penny if I were. I don't know how old you have to be an AARP. But whatever the rules are, I wouldn't give them a penny. I wouldn't give them a penny in insurance. And I think those of you. 55 or 50 or in
55 or maybe
50 or 40s or something. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, somebody can call me and tell me whatever it is. I say don't give them a penny. I would say think twice about it, because I think they have sold seniors down the road with this thing.
Well, now they told me here at the local office, they said, no, we can't give you the national office because we are told we are just to take all the messages and send them to the national office.
Oh, forget that.
And as I said, they must be in.
Yeah, you think they're going to send those messages to the national office?
People wouldn't be calling if they were happy with this.
Uh-uh.
And I waited 15 minutes on the phone 3 days ago to get on the phone and tell them what I thought.
Call your congressman, call your senator.
Yeah, I did.
Did you call Allard or Campbell?
No, I did not call them. But I did call.
Apparently, now where is Allard? I think Allard is on the fence on this one. Call Allard and let him know where you are. All right, here's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting. He is a swing vote.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here are the supporters of this horrible piece of legislation. Bush is a supporter, naturally. The Republican congressional leaders, AARP, the AMA, and the New York Times editorial page, which I'm surprised about. I hope that's not true, but that's what the Wall Street Journal is saying. The opponents to this are the Democratic congressional leaders, the AFL-CIO, American Nurses Association oppose it, the Heritage Foundation, and the Cato Institute. And here are the swing votes. And one of them is Wayne Allard.
All right, I'm
He's a swing.
Down.
He is a question mark about next to his name. And Olympia Snow, Republican of Maine, question mark next to her name. You know, maybe call her to email her.
Okay.
Senator John Ensign is a Republican of Nevada, apparently question mark next to his name, according to the Wall Street Journal. Senator Blanche Lincoln, Democrat from Arkansas. And Senator Mary Landrieu, a Democrat from Louisiana.
Okay, I'm writing those down.
And let's see, Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas is up for re-election next year, so maybe. So Olympia Snow, Republican of Maine. Wayne Allard, Republican here, Colorado.
Landrieu.
A Democrat from Louisiana, Blanche Lincoln, Democrat from Arkansas, and John Ensign, ENSIGN, Republican, Nevada. These are all question marks. They're all swing voters.
I will call them next.
Good, let them
know. I don't know if I've done any good, but I can't imagine the seniors that are backing this. I just can't imagine it. They're not listening, I guess.
The argument is that a lot of poor seniors will immediately benefit, but everybody else is going to get screwed. And I don't even know if the poor seniors will benefit to the extent that the Republicans are trumpeting that they will. And here is Medicare, which could have used its immense bargaining power to cut the cost of prescription drugs, sort of like Canada does. Canada caps the cost. That's why you can go to Canada and get the same drugs for a lot less money. Medicare could have done that for seniors, and of course the pharmaceutical houses are against it, and of course the insurance companies are against it. So they got everything they wanted, and seniors got not very much. And let me give you some numbers here. This is Wayne Allard's number in Washington.
Okay.
It's 202-224-5941. 202-224-5941. And if you want a Denver number for Wayne Allard,
okay,
it's 303. Save yourself the long distance charge. 220-7414. 303-220-7414. And Joanne, give him hell. Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Denver's new conservative voice is on KNRC. Hear Doug Kellett afternoons 3 to 6, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
How would you like to spend your next vacation with Brad Paisley, Bill Anderson, Little Jimmy Dickens, and Ricky Skaggs? Come along with the Grand Ole Opry. The Opry Cruise is sailing to Grand Cayman, Cozumel, and other destinations in the Caribbean this January. And you can be aboard, courtesy of Banquet Home Style Banks. Just visit www.countrystars.com for more information. That's www.countrystars.com. Brought to you by America's favorite meal, Banquet Home Style Banks.
We'll be back with more music, but first a look at weather. Here's meteorologist Tom Sparks.
Thanks, Chad. There's a front moving in from the south, which is going to mix with warm air, giving us the distinct possibility for showers over the next few days. In fact, some of them are going to be big soakers, let me tell you. However, if you're planning any outdoor activities for the weekend, I have good news.
So it's going to be clear?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
You know, the thing about winning awards is that you have to say award-winning this and award-winning that. And frankly, it's very tiring for a voice talent like myself.
Where's your Mai Tai, sir?
Thanks. But just in case you didn't know, you can download clips of award-winning news features and guest interviews from our award-winning website, made by an award-winning designer featuring award-winning hosts. Well, it's true. KNRCRadio.com has it all. But if somebody at the station wins a Nobel Prize, I'm out of here.
Hi, this is Greg Dobb. Join me every weekday morning from 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, back to Enid Goldstein.
125 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock late in the broadcast. God, thank God we're going to have a psychiatrist joining us, Jean Shinoda Bowen. She's got a brand new book out called Juicy Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. And I don't think you have to be a juicy woman to only a woman to benefit from whatever wisdom she has to dispense. She says 13 qualities to cultivate. Okay, well, we'll hear about all this. And she'll be at Tatter Cover Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30. And she's really very well regarded at in the Bay Area, and is a Jungian. And I remember first meeting her at a conference. She was part of a conference that the University of California at San Francisco gave, The Stress of Success. Whoever thought that if you're successful, there's a lot of stress with it? But there's a lot of stress with failure, but is there stress with success? Well, there is. And she was really good, and that was my first encounter with her. So I always paid attention to the books that she wrote. She's written books on synchronicity, and I'm looking forward to meeting her. Okay, we're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about this AARP selling out seniors by supporting a very questionable, drug benefit, Medicare, really undermining Medicare is really what that's all about. So call your senators, call your Congress, your representatives. You can email them www.senate.gov or www.house.gov. Let them know how you feel about it. And then you've got Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Good for him. He is opposing low-level dumping of nuclear waste, low-level radioactive waste, into landfills all over Colorado. I mean, with not much in the way of protection. Right now, this kind of waste can only be dumped in one of three specialized commercial landfills nationwide. Nationwide. There'd be about 75 of them just in Colorado alone if this were allowed, if the EPA were allowed to have its way here. And those landfills are protected. They have, well, theoretically, to the extent that you can, impermeable liners, so they're lined, and so that the radiation doesn't escape and contaminate whatever it comes into contact with. And it has radiation sensors to be sure that it's not going where it's not supposed to go. And there are, in addition, there are a very small number of government facilities that you could dump this low-level radioactive waste into. The EPA is proposing this waste could go into any solid waste landfill, any solid waste landfill. And how do you know down the line that that landfill isn't taken and transported someplace else where kids can play, 20, 40 years later? What's the half-life of uranium? Or, it's zillions of years, isn't it? It's a long time. Whatever it is, it's a long time, as I remember from my science classes. So this waste would go into any solid waste landfill, including 75 in Colorado. These landfills have drains and groundwater monitoring, but no liners or radiation detectors. Please, no, you don't want this. You really don't want this. Does it ever occur to you we have so many cases of cancer, nobody even blinks about it anymore? Is it possible that, is it only that the reporting and the medical care is better and that's why we hear so much about cancer? Or is it possible that all the radiation that we are, that is part of our daily life now, that we, the cumulative effects somehow enhance the prospects for getting cancer? Does anybody want to think about this stuff? 303-382-1150. Again. Support Ben Nighthorse Campbell on this. Call his office. Let him know you are with him on this. Let your representatives know where you think they ought to vote on this. I think it's a scandal. So here we have two scandals. And then the administration. This is, I'm painting a picture here. Kind of, remember the pointillist painters, the French pointillist painters. They use all these little dots. So if you stood up close, you saw a lot of dots. But if you stood far back, you saw a picture emerge. Well, this is the pointillism. These are the dots of the picture. Okay, here's another story. The U.S. Court is eyeing, a federal judge is eyeing this Yellowstone snowmobiling. The Clinton administration said you can't snowmobile in Yellowstone. When they opened it up, the Bush administration decided to reverse it, but then they had a period of comment where the public could comment. Overwhelmingly, the public said, forget it. We don't want to allow snowmobiling in Yellowstone Park. It didn't matter. The fix was in. The administration said, yes, yes, of course you can snowmobile in Yellowstone Park. You can run over a little Bambi and wolves and whatever you want to do there and screw up the environment. We don't care because we got donations from the snowmobile manufacturers, undoubtedly. Anyway, a federal judge is questioning what could have prompted the Bush administration's decision to let snowmobilers keep riding in Yellowstone Park? The current plan will allow a limited number of snowmobiles to enter the park and require them to be built with cleaner, quieter engine. A U.S. district judge called it a 360-degree change from the Clinton administration's plan to phase out snowmobiles. What's really driving these decisions? He asked an Interior Department lawyer. Technology has come quite a way, said the lawyer. Several conservation groups are asking that this plan be struck down, which they contend does not do enough to protect park wildlife and workers from air and noise pollution. A lawyer for the Greater Yellowstone Coalition said haze and health risks will continue in the park in spite of the new machines. These things, snowmobiles, are not consistent with protecting national parks. So, there it is. Here you have an administration that wants to put low-level waste in landfills, 75 of them in Colorado. You know what? Colorado will glow on the map. And then it wants to, it has already put things in motion so that you can snowmobile in Yellowstone. And it's got an energy bill, which just got defeated, but they're going to bring it back again. It's a big blow to Republican, to the Bush administration. But this is an energy bill that bears special gifts for special interests. And, oh, and they're trying to get this Medicare thing through that really is going to undermine Medicare big time, but it will satisfy, give everything that the insurance companies want and the pharmaceutical companies want, but not, it won't support seniors. What is the government for? To make big business bigger and richer? Or is it supposed to protect citizens? What's the EPA supposed to be doing? Work on behalf of the big manufacturers? Or is it they're supposed to be protecting citizens from radioactive landfills? That would be a fundamental question to ask. How are they getting away with it? Are we all so busy watching Michael Jackson do his sleepovers with these little 12-year-olds that we aren't paying attention here? Maybe that's what they're hoping for. All right, here was what the energy bill was going to do. For farmers, it's going to double the use of ethanol, corn-based gasoline additive. By 2012, it's going to mean more jobs and cash for farm communities. Could also mean higher gas prices because ethanol will have to be trucked to various places. A lot of people who are from farm states are big boosters of ethanol. The bill is going to continue tax breaks that were set to expire for the use of renewable fuels such as solar, wind, and hydrogen. It also creates a tax credit worth up to $3,000 for buyers of hybrid cars. but utilities beat back a requirement that they produce a certain amount of electricity from renewables. So the utilities kind of got themselves exempted. Oil and gas companies, the bill would reduce red tape for the companies that want to explore for oil and gas on federal lands. It would also offer tax incentives for drilling in the USA. The nation has an estimated 65 years worth of recoverable oil and enough natural gas to last 85 years if all reserves were tapped, but many promising areas for exploration will remain off limits. Detroit, Republicans, Democrats from auto manufacturing states combined to defeat anti-gas guzzler provisions. The House and Senate voted 2-1 against requiring higher automotive fuel efficiency. You know, the Hummer that Arnie drives, Governor Arnie, gets what, 12 inches to the gallon? Here we are. We're fighting terrorism. We're locked in the struggle with the Middle East, where our oil, most of our oil comes from, much of our oil. And wouldn't it behoove us, you would think, in a larger terrorist program fighting terrorism, wouldn't it behoove us to require higher automotive fuel efficiency? Well, it's not going to happen. I don't think so. And there are more things here. The bill encourages but doesn't require utilities to join the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's national grid building efforts. It's a victory from senators from power-rich states, especially in the South, who think that sharing power will mean higher rates for their constituents. Nuclear power. The bill includes financial incentives for construction of nuclear power plants. Nuclear plants supply 20% of the nation's electricity, but none has been ordered since 1979 at Three Mile Island. Remember the spill there? Because other fuels are becoming expensive to use, some policymakers think it's time to rehab nuclear energy. And sure, and then they'll dump it in the landfills in Colorado. And environmentalists, they blocked oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They're saying, so there's a little something here, it looks like, for environmentalists. And the bill offers $18 billion in federal loan guarantees for construction of a $20 billion, 2,500-mile natural gas pipeline from Alaska to Chicago. So it helps some of the energy companies. So that's what the bill was going to do. And the Democrats fought mightily against it, and six Republicans crossed party lines to support the Democrats. So it's gone. It's dead for now. Republicans are going to try and bring it up again. I hope that it doesn't succeed. It's not a good bill. Watch as this regime gives more and more away of what it doesn't protect us, protects big business, gives tax cuts to the richest Americans, wants to allow nuclear waste, low-level radiation, go into landfills all over the place, 75 of them in Colorado, and undermines Medicare for seniors. You want to support people? Don't you want, you know, someone really wise said to me, surround yourself with people who love you and support you. And I said, yeah, but isn't that like surrounding yourself with yes people all the time, you know, sycophants? No, she said. And she was one of the wisest people I really knew. She used to teach at Stanford, and she was an old friend. And I just loved her takes on things. She said, no, it doesn't mean that. That's different. She said, surround yourself with people who love you and support you. Surround yourself with a government that supports you, not that undermines you. That would be my advice. 303-382-1150. And call your senators, call your congresspeople on all of these issues, Medicare, energy bill, Ben Nighthorse Campbell's attempts to keep nuclear waste from being lodged in Colorado, being dumped by the EPA. Support the people who support you. That's what I would say. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 1:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 38 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Riceland Rice and Safeway. The Amber Alert for missing 22-month-old Garrett Boyle was canceled about an hour after it was issued. Someone alerted the Commerce City Police with information on the suspect's car, and the suspect, 39-year-old Isaac Diggins, and the toddler were found soon after. Police in Tocono, north of Denver, are looking into the death of a woman in the town. The death is considered suspicious in nature. The woman was found with a gunshot wound. Her husband told police he found her with a chest wound in their home in Tocono. He reportedly said he thought she had committed suicide. The case has prompted calling in the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. An Air Force Academy cadet pleaded guilty to distributing and using drugs. The list of illegal substances included cocaine and ecstasy. Jacob Billiter was sentenced yesterday in a general court-martial and received 13 months in prison and dismissal from the Air Force. In sports, the Denver Nuggets take on the Washington Wizards tonight at the Pepsi Center. The Nuggets are 6-5 this season. You'll rediscover the great taste of home-cooked meals when you start with Riceland Rice. Visit Riceland.com for fast, easy dinner ideas. Pick up Riceland Rice at Safeway. Safeway, giving our best. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:38.
Hear ye, and welcome to our royal celebration. Disney on Ice presents Princess Classics. It's the seven most enchanting stories of all time with all your favorite princesses, brave heroes, and funny friends in one amazing live show. Get Cinderella to the castle in time and dance at the royal ball. Dive into an undersea party with the Little Mermaid and Sebastian. Journey to the Sultan's castle and escape on a magic carpet ride with Aladdin and Princess Jasmine. Help brave Mulan fulfill her heroic destiny. And join Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty for a dazzling celebration of romance, fun, and adventure. Live in your hometown. Disney on Ice, Princess Classics. Get tickets today and let the happy endings begin.
Coming to the Pepsi Center, December 10th through the 14th. Get your tickets today at the box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or call to charge by phone.
KNRC News Time is 1:39. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of KeyBank. One problem, southbound I-25 at 120th. Cleared the accident at Erie, but now we have another one at 120th, so still a tough drive for all you northbounders. Everything else, though, moving along nicely. Time's money. If your checking account isn't earning interest, you're wasting time. Stop by any KeyBank today for their free checking account with interest. Account early closure fee applies. The solution is Key. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Colleen Swales with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, the high around 50. Clouds increase tonight, a little light snow late 25. Cloudy with snow likely Saturday, especially by the afternoon. Now, it's going to become very windy by Saturday evening, and then snow will be likely into Saturday night before ending midday on Sunday. Northern mountains and the foothills may see 6 to 12 inches of snow. However, on Sunday, still going to be windy with blowing snow, very cold with a high only near 18. For the Weather Channel, I'm Colleen Swales on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 38 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Do you want a warm, comfortable home? Of course. But what are you willing to pay in electricity? How about the same amount as used by a 100-watt bulb? That's what you get with a Carrier WeatherMaker Infinity gas furnace with Comfort Heat technology. Add in what WeatherMaker Infinity saves you on gas, and it's the most totally energy-efficient gas furnace you can buy, based on GAMADOE data, with a variable-speed fan that distributes warmth over longer cycles, eliminating drafts and hot spots. WeatherMaker Infinity, it's the most totally energy-efficient gas furnace in the universe. Besides the sun.
Hi, I'm Mike Galloway, president of Best Air Heating and Cooling Systems. Fight back against rising energy costs by installing a high-efficiency Carrier furnace in your home. You'll save up to 50% on your gas bill, and with financing up to 12 months same as cash, you can start saving today. Don't settle for less than the best. Call Mike at Best Air Heating and Cooling Systems, 303-487-8500.
KNRC Market Watch.
It'll cost you an extra dollar to ship UPS to a remote zip code. UPS announcing the change along with a near 2% increase on all ground shipping rates, which take effect in January. There are also increases on COD and Saturday pickup charges. UPS stock right now down a dollar and change. That annual increase was in fact the smallest for UPS in at least 7 years. This as FedEx loses ground following a downgrade by brokerage CS First Boston's. FedEx stock right now down almost $4. The indexes are positive again, though. Dow Industrials up 10 points inside the final hour of trading. NASDAQ is up 11. The S&P 500 now ahead by 2 points. Dow holding positive with help from AT&T after Wall Street firm Lehman Brothers predicted the company would boost its dividend and buy back a sizable amount of its outstanding shares. AT&T stock right now is up a half dollar. Again, the Dow is ahead by 11 points. I'm Joe Matthew from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
8:22 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I want to remind you about a number of things. First of all, there's the Jack Kerouac event that's on for Sunday at the Jack Kerouac Lofts. It's to celebrate the life of Jack Kerouac. And if you want to go, it's going to be beat music and poetry reading, spontaneous prose, and Afternoon on the Edge. I'll be there. And it's from about 2:30 or 3 o'clock until later, and that's this Sunday, 3100 Huron Street. And you've got to call for reservations, 303-892-1888. A hobo supper with a lot of wine and a lot of fun and a lot of music and a lot of poetry. And so that's happening on this Sunday. And also tomorrow, the Snowball for 2003. A lot of drag queens are going to be there. It's at the Executive Tower Inn. This is located between 14th and 15th on Curtis Street. Starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Charge at the door $12. And the money goes to charity. The reigning Empress, Empress 30, Greta Be Quick, hosts this function. And the charities for that evening tomorrow night are Colorado AIDS Project, Thanksgiving Food Drive, and the People of Color Consortium Against AIDS, which is planning to hand out gifts to children and families who are HIV positive. There's also going to be a silent Christmas wreath auction taking place outside the ballroom. There's going to be entertainment, a headdress competition, lots of fun. And also, this is a group that sponsors the White Rose Scholarship, and over the years, this group has given out over $100,000 in scholarships. The only caveat here is any student applying must be a Colorado resident, but they can go to school anywhere. This group does not discriminate one way or another, and applications are due by January 31st, 2004. You can investigate it if you're a student looking for a scholarship, www.icrm.org, and find out more about how you can get a scholarship. And my friend Paul Rainey, who is, does wonderful, he keeps me looking gorgeous. He is one of the forces behind this group, so it's a good thing to support. They do really good work in the community, and they're lots of fun, too. I forget what his drag name is. Veronica St. James, St. Andrews, something like that. Something like that, anyway. We're talking about a lot of bills, and we're talking about a regime here that has not our interests at heart, it looks like, from the variety of what they're trying to get through, and Medicare undermining Medicare, really, Clean Air Act, which undermines clean air, trying to lob nuclear waste into our backyard in Colorado, low-level nuclear waste. Ben Neidhart Campbell is fighting valiantly against it. I hope he prevails. An energy bill that gives a lot of energy to all the big interests and doesn't really protect us very much in every way. More snowmobiling in Yellowstone Park. In every way, this is a regime that wants, that is not protecting us. Just note that. This, note the picture here that I'm painting. One of the topics we talked about, the subjects this week, was gay marriage. And the it's been here for a while, sort of under the radar, and it's been pointed out that civil unions and domestic partnership laws and so forth have been in place in about four states. You've now got Massachusetts, and you also have Vermont, but Hawaii, the legislature in 1997 provided a range of marital benefits and responsibilities for same-sex couples, and so you have that going on, and also you have got California, which has extended benefits and responsibility to same-sex couples nearly equivalent to those enjoyed by married couples. So all told, these four states have about 42 million residents, or about 15% of the United States population, and they are also home to more than 113,000 gay couples, or 19% of the 600,000 or so same-sex couples that got recorded in the 2000 U.S. Census. So, again, how does the sanctity of marriage undermined, I don't see that California is any more undermined than it ever was, or Vermont, or Massachusetts, or Hawaii. You can answer that question for me. And conservatives are mobilizing against the ruling on gay marriage. Now, you know, they've taken the energies that they focused on abortion, and they are supplementing abortion with focusing on gay marriage. You may want to comment on why that is. Why do you think they're so focused on either abortion, gay marriage, or trying to get the Victoria's Secret show off of CBS this weekend? You tell me. 303-382-1150. Tom Messnick is joining us by phone. He's in Miami, and you guys have been protesting on the FTAA. Tell me what's going on, Tom.
Well, on the front, we're still trying to get our kids out of jail. Timony, he's the chief of police down here.
He used to be in Philadelphia and New York before
that.
That's
right. His notch on his belt was creating that police state up during the Republican National Convention a while back, and he's doing the same tricks down here in Miami. Basically,
but the ministers cut the conference short by about a day or so because they were deadlocked. So, do you count that as anything of a victory?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it played in Denver. In the Miami Herald, you know, tried to spin it like it was some sort of victory that a deal was garnered. But basically, it just meant that Venezuela and Brazil didn't walk out. You know, that was the deal. But they did not. They definitely did not agree to what.
For those of you who are just joining us, this has to do with extending NAFTA into other countries and really keeping jobs from happening for Americans. So where are you on this now? When are you coming back?
We're stopping off at another protest in Columbus, Georgia, which deals with the School of America. So we can talk about that next week when we get back, which is another whole issue. But that's occurring this weekend, so we still have a few days left.
And how many of your people, the papers have it played that it got to be kind of a bloody confrontation. Was it that bad?
The police were, firing point blank these rubber bullets, and whenever they hit anybody, you know, blood went flying. We have dozens of people who were, beaten with sticks, full swings over the head, you know. And smack, there was a...
Anybody that required medical attention in the hospitals?
Nothing to that extent that I know of, and not anybody who went to the hospital. This isn't really a group of people who like to go to hospitals anyway.
Well, Tom Mesnick is a student at CU Denver, for those of you just joining us. Okay, Tom, how large was your contingent?
There was about 80 of us who came down from the Front Range. That's Boulder, Fort Collins, and Denver, from all various groups. Like I said, different union activists, a lot of environmental folks, gay rights groups, a really, really diverse crowd, mostly young people, but extremely diverse, immigration rights and the whole gamut. What Timoney did was he did a couple tricks where he passed unconstitutional, or he had passed unconstitutional ordinances. But he didn't worry about the fact that they're unconstitutional, because by the time that was declared, the damage would be done.
And you guys would be long gone once it was challenged.
Yeah, exactly. So, they passed that you couldn't lawfully assemble for more than 30 minutes, which is extremely unconstitutional, and he knows it. But that was in the books, and therefore, the police were able to haul somebody off who they thought had been there for longer than 30 minutes.
What they do, mark your tires with chalk, like they mark your shoes with chalk, like they do with cars?
Yeah, the kid that we're waiting for now, that's how they snagged him on that. They could say he had been there for more than 31 minutes. Well, who's to say?
How are you going to get bailed out? What do you have to do to get bailed out if they've hauled you off to the pokey?
Right. Well, we're making bail right now, and we're trying to get the Colorado kid out of jail, and I think he's going to be heading out here. But, they had us going back and forth from downtown Miami to the outskirts, to the correctional institution, to the jail. Not giving us any information. But some of the local county police are fantastic, They're not really hooked up with Timoney and this whole stormtrooper creation that he built, just for...
All right, bottom line. We don't have much time, Tom. What is the bottom line here? What have you accomplished? Have you accomplished much?
I believe we have, because there were some really good reports talking about FTAA on the news here in Miami. I don't know how it's played in Denver.
No, there was CNN footage. There was a little bit in the Denver papers. I didn't see a whole lot.
Footage, but they really discussed what the FTAA was about and how it'd be so damaging not only to the U.S. but to the whole hemisphere. And that was, part of the point, that those messages wouldn't get out without these large-scale protests, like the guests you have on now. The protests need to happen in all these areas, gay rights, for the environment. I mean, people need to get out there because Bush is trying to roll it all back. 1890s, what he wants. And so let's.
Well, I'm glad that you're out there, Tom, and you went on your own.
Thanks for giving me the time to talk to you, Ian.
You're welcome, and you went on your own dime too, as a matter of fact, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody here.
How much has this cost you so far?
Well, it's really a community. We're packed up to the max in each car, so the gas costs are less. A lot of meals have been provided. By different,
where are you staying? Where do you stay?
We've got a camp, these one family put up their entire house open to everybody. There's probably over 100 people in tents and sleeping bags in this one house, communal meal. So it's still pretty done on the cheap. But, you know, still a lot of time and energy.
All right. We look forward to more of your reports. Stay safe. And when do you think you'll be back in Colorado?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll be putting an article in The Advocate, and then I'll definitely give you a call on Monday.
Okay, Tom, thanks very much for this report. Tom Mesnick, a student at CU Denver. Thanks a lot for all the good work you do, Tom.
All right.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Fighting large corporate radio, we are Denver's only locally owned and operated talk radio station. Our bosses live and work here. AM 1150 KNRC.
The addition of hard assets such as rare coins or bullion to a financial portfolio or collection is more than an acquisition. It's an investment. You set high standards for the investment advice that you receive, so expect nothing less when it comes to discussing tangible assets. Stanford Coins and Bullion delivers a high caliber of knowledge and service in the world of coins and precious metals. Call 1-866-303-COIN today and take advantage of our current special offer of 1 ounce gold American Eagles at cost. The American Gold Eagle is the only bullion gold coin guaranteed in weight and gold by the U.S. government. To diversify your portfolio with tangible assets or add to your collection, call Stanford Coins and Bullion today at 1-866-303-COIN. By calling today, you will also receive a free 6-month subscription to our comprehensive monthly newsletter, the Stanford Financial Review. Call 1-866-303-COIN. That's 1-866-303-2646.
KPI Channel 12 is your public television source for reliable public affairs and international news programming every day of the week. Unafraid of dissent and debate, KPDI Channel 12 features diverse perspectives on local issues and challenges our viewers to be a voice in their own community through Colorado's only television viewer call-in shows. Tune in every Wednesday night for Colorado Inside Out Live and Drawing the Line with Reggie Rivers. And don't miss BBC World News weeknights only on KPDI Channel 12, your worldview and community voice.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Hi, this is Bill Thorpe. Alliance Française de Denver presents a performance of the Daniel Meal French Jazz Ensemble Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m. at the King Center on the Auraria campus. Daniel Meal is a jazz accordionist who uses the feeling of silence and the exactness of musical time to charm his audiences. Don't miss this rare performance of the Daniel Meal French Jazz Ensemble Saturday, December 6th at the King Center on the Auraria campus. For tickets, call 303-556-2296.
Who can thrive with the freedom to explore? You can with the Lockheed Martin team. For details on current career opportunities, visit LockheedMartinEvents.com.
Talk to Lionel.
Everybody's trying to reinvent this thing called dating, meeting. Oh, here's one for you. This one says she's fun-loving. You know, there's nothing better than somebody who loves fun. Really, I love ethnic food. Now, here we go. And 80s movies. You know what we should have? Dumbass. I'm a semi-literate who doesn't know what to say. Basically, what they're saying is, do you really care what movies I like? Here's my picture.
Lionel, weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:56 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And I want to correct something here, and that is that the Victoria's Secret show, which I apparently missed, aired on Wednesday, and it came in third. So it wasn't even the top draw. And I think in the past it has done better than that, hasn't it? I think so. But it came in third, and it came in behind the Bachelor, called? The Bachelor finale and Law and Order. Both outranked Victoria's Secret. So whatever you want to make of that, I don't know what we make of that. Maybe they'll rebroadcast it. We're looking to see if they will do that. But I guess I missed that show. Silly me. My guest yesterday was talking about, it was Gary Greenberg, and he had done a piece about how placebos do about as well as antidepressants. There's not a whole lot of difference between them. And in the process of the interview, and he also talked about string cheese incident in Boulder and how they're taking on Ticketmaster, and good for him. And then it got into a discussion of Ticketmaster selling the tickets for a lot of venues that are owned by Clear Channel. Well, he turned me on to a piece in this month's Harper's Magazine. It is the December issue. It's on the stands now. And we tease about the Walmart across the way. You will be amazed. I mean, this is hardball. This is not a teasing story about the Walmart across the way. It's all about how Clear Channel programs America and what kind of hardball they play and how you are really the captive of guys like Clear Channel. And you will never hear this anyplace else. But I'm going to talk about this next week. And you want to get a hold of Harper's Magazine, the December edition, December 2003. It says War of the Worlds, and it says Big World, How Clear Channel Programs America. And I have only begun to look at the piece. I got it late last night and haven't a chance to really go through it. But just the way it begins sends a chill down your spine, because so many people in broadcasting have lost jobs. They do voice tracking. These concert venues, they muscle artists, because they say to artists, if you don't sign with us on these concert venues, you will get no airplay on all these radio stations that we now own. And, I mean, they go on and on and on. And the interesting thing is, one of the conclusions that they come to in this piece is that Clear Channel is only moderately successful financially. It's not like it's a huge success, but it is so integrated. And there's so much dishonesty, when you think that these local jocks you're listening to are actually in town, when really they're voice tracking from Los Angeles and pretending to be in South Dakota or North Dakota or even in Colorado. And you get so much homogenized programming, the exact opposite of what we are trying to do here at KNRC. So tell your friends. And don't go anywhere. One more hour of Enid coming right up. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Jean Shinoda Bullen. And thank God we could use a psychiatrist right now. Her new book, Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. And you can meet her tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, at 7:30. You can always join the conversation, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 38 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Sweet Tomatoes. The Amber Alert system has worked again. Just about an hour after an Amber Alert was issued today for 22-month-old Garrett Boyle, the toddler was found safe and sound. Someone contacted the Commerce City Police Department with information on the suspect's car, which was located shortly after. The toddler and suspect were located by police at that point. The boy had actually been missing since yesterday morning, but the alert was only issued this morning. A Colorado Springs judge has sent a former award-winning middle school music teacher to jail for 8 years. 53-year-old Willie Paraglia received the sentence for violating his probation. He had been sentenced to 6 years of supervised probation in August of 2000 after he pled guilty to sexually assaulting a 13-year-old student. Paraglia had left the county and said he thought he had permission to do so. The judge disagreed, and she called him a danger to the young ladies of Colorado. Paraglia had been a band director for 27 years before the allegation surfaced. Police in Westminster are looking for a suspect in a shooting at the Westminster Mall yesterday. A loss prevention officer at Foley's noticed three people possibly shoplifting at the store and saw two of them leave some clothes on a chair and the third pick up the items and ran out the door. The employee followed the suspect and the suspect swung at him. A car pulled up to the scene and the employee heard the slide of an automatic pistol being pulled back. He ducked and the bullet apparently aimed at his head missed. The shoplifting suspect ran off and the car drove away. The employee had some minor injuries from the scuffle with the suspect. The three suspects are described as Hispanic males in their 20s. Another American soldier has been killed in Iraq. The member of the 4th Infantry Division was killed by a booby trap. 180 U.S. soldiers have now been killed in Iraq since the end of major combat was announced in May. There were some injuries when insurgents today fired rockets from donkey carts at two hotels and at the Iraqi oil ministry. Iraqi police later found a similar cart loaded with rockets near the Turkish and Italian embassies. The White House is pushing for a quicker transfer of governing power to Iraqis in the face of continuing security problems. Intelligence officials are warning of possible new Al-Qaeda attacks on overseas American interests. A bulletin has been sent to law enforcement and security personnel advising them new terrorist attacks may occur in the coming days. So far, the warnings have not been extended to the U.S. A Homeland Security spokesman says the U.S. terror threat level remains at yellow in the United States. That means there is an elevated risk of attack. The alert for the international community comes the day after bombings in Turkey killed 27 people. A Virginia jury will be back on Monday after failing to come to a decision in the penalty phase of convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad's trial. The jury began deliberating Muhammad's fate today under instructions from the judge that their decision must be unanimous. Reporter Kathy Culpepper says it's not a good thing that the jury hasn't handed down a decision.
From my experience with covering trials, when a jury says they can't reach a unanimous decision, it's not a good sign. That means that there's at least one or two holdouts in the jury pool who either will not go for the death penalty or will not go for life imprisonment. And this can really gum up the works to the point that a hung jury is declared.
The panel must decide whether to give Muhammad life in prison or a death sentence. The judge told jurors they can deliberate until Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and then they'll break for the holiday. In a huge setback for the White House, the Senate has failed to move a $31 billion national energy bill forward. A showdown vote failed to muster the 60 votes needed to hold off a filibuster. The vote was 57 to 40. Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning called the measure critically important.
In the wake of our ongoing problems in the Middle East, now more than ever, a sound energy policy is a critical part of our national security.
Supporters had hoped to finish the bill and send it off to the White House later today. The compromise legislation was cleared by the House earlier this week. President Bush strongly supports the measure, even though it does not include his proposal for new oil exploration in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In sports, the Denver Nuggets meet the Washington Wizards tonight at the Pepsi Center. The Nuggets beat Milwaukee Wednesday night and are 6-5 this season. The Colorado Avalanche held on last night to beat the New York Rangers 4-3. The Avs host the LA Kings tomorrow night. And the 6-4 Denver Broncos take on the 3-7 Chicago Bears this Sunday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Get to Sweet Tomatoes this week for a steaming bowl of New Mexican corn tortilla soup and a warm taffy apple muffin topped with a toffee crunch. Oh, so good. Sweet Tomatoes. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecaster up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Hi, I'm not a personal trainer or a nutrition specialist, but with the lifelong dieting struggles I've had, I consider myself a weight loss expert. I've tried every fad diet out there, low carb, no carb, high fat, high protein. They just didn't work for me. Then my doctor told me about a different kind of program, the Colorado Way. Developed by the Center for Human Nutrition at the University of Colorado, this program has helped hundreds of people just like me. It's a personalized 12-week course led by a registered dietitian, and it meets in my own neighborhood. I learned realistic ways to add proper nutrition and physical activity into my lifestyle. Now I know how to lose the weight and keep it off. If you or someone you know is struggling with weight loss, call 303-892-0128 for a free phone consultation and start living the Colorado way.
Are you ready to lose weight? Look for our ad in the Denver Post and call 303-892-0128 or visit ColoradoWay.com. That's Colorado, WEIGH.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Kohl's and really looking pretty good around the metro area, cleaning off an accident southbound I-25 at 120th. Everywhere else is just moving along smoothly on this Friday. Kohl's big 50% off sale is this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight. Save 50% off hundreds of items. Seniors save 15% extra. See store for details. Kohl's, give happy, get happy. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Colleen Swales with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, the high near 50, but the clouds roll in tonight. Little light snow developing late, a low of 25, then snow will be likely on Saturday. Winds will increase by Saturday evening, and our best chance for accumulating snow late Saturday into Saturday night. The northern mountains and foothills area could see 6 to 12 inches. Looks like that snow ends by midday Sunday. Still going to be windy with blowing snow and a high only near 18. For the Weather Channel, I'm Colleen Swales on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 38 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me in studio, it's my great pleasure to introduce you to Jean Shinoda Boland. She's an MD. She's actually a psychiatrist. She has a brand new book out called Crohn's Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. And you can meet her tonight at Tattered Cover Bookstore, Cherry Creek, at 7:30. Jean Boland, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
I know all about you. Can you talk right into your microphone?
Sure.
There you go. I'm delighted to meet you finally, because in the Bay Area, you are really an icon. And here are all these wonderful blurbs on the back of the book from Isabel Allende, who has been a guest here, and Olympia Dukakis, who's also been a guest here, and Alice Walker, and Gloria Steinem, and Marianne Woodman. But I think you don't have to be a juicy woman to benefit from the concentrated wisdom you're dispensing. So tell us, what is the concentrated wisdom, and why did you write this book?
Because the third phase of our lives comes along zip, as people will find out. We become 50 years old very fast, and at 50, we hear from the AARP that welcomes us into their membership.
Yeah, when they're not busy selling us out on this prescription and drug benefit thing.
And
yeah,
it's such a shock to be so young and to be of age. So then I started to think about how there is nothing that prepares people to welcome, or women to welcome actually being 50 and above, when it is for many of us the most authentic time of our lives.
But see, the society never says that.
Oh, it's a secret.
Because you're over the hill if you're older. You're in geezerland if you're older. You're not sexy. Everybody, if you pick up the magazines, if you're at the check stand at the grocery store, what the culture is concentrating on when it has unbusied itself from, say, Michael Jackson, who really is looking to skew young, what the culture is concentrating on are the J-Lo's, the very young starlets in Hollywood, or stars in Hollywood. And many actors, for example, women, say there are no parts for women over 35 even, or 40.
But the most interesting women in the whole world are actually the older women who have lived long enough to have had a life, to have learned things, and have the ability to speak up and be heard. We are the women who benefited from and were the women's movement, after all. We changed the world. Or we were the group that was that bulge of baby boomers who came along and realized that the world changed because their sister generation were the women's movement. It's just an amazing historical experience to be over 50 now, because since history has been written, there has never been a generation of women over 50 like American women are now.
How so? And my guest, if you're just tuning in, Jean Shinoda Boland, she's an MD, she's a psychiatrist. She's written some of her previous books, in addition to Synchronicity, which I think was the first book.
It was the Tao of Psychology, Synchronicity in the Self. It'll be 25 years old next year.
I have a friend who's an attorney who just thinks that book was so special. He passes it out to everybody. Her previous books include Goddesses in Every Woman and The Millionth Circle, the new book, Crohn's Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. You can meet her at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, tonight at 7:30. All right, Jean, tell us why it's so special for women. You know, women have always been 50 years old, somewhere along the line. Why is it so special for women, the baby boom generation, who are now 50 and over?
First of all, have there ever been a generation that celebrated becoming 50? A lot of baby boomer women have glorious parties at 50, because here they are, 50 years old, and quite juicy, and quite looking forward maybe to even having 4 more decades of active life. That's never been true before. We were the generation that came in when there were, went with the pill, that we have reproductive rights to choose if and when we're having children. Amazing. This is a generation that could have a career and a family. Never before. It always used to be mostly family. Hardly anybody had career as well.
Or had the luxury of that choice.
Right. Or could do both. So, and many of us have had what we could say were many different incarnations. We've moved from place to place. Mm-hmm. We may have had a couple of significant relationships. We may have had different careers. The ability to reinvent ourselves with every decade has been characteristic of the women's movement generation. And so as we get into Crone Age, we are reinventing this stage also.
How old do you have to be a crone?
You actually, what I'm saying, a crone is actually an archetype, and it's a wise aspect that is potentially present in everybody. And I'm thinking that once this word is fully appreciated, to be honored, it would be a term of honor to be said, you are a crone.
Well, you're going to have your work cut out for you because we think of an old crone, and it has, seems to me, only negative connotations.
That's why I put juicy in front of the word crone.
It has negative connotations, but you're saying it's a Jungian archetype, the crone, is it the wise old woman?
It's the wise, compassionate, vital aspect of that's in us as we grow older.
Was Katharine Hepburn a crone?
Absolutely. Oprah Winfrey's a crone. And actually, there are exceptional men who are also crones.
Who?
The Dalai Lama, Jimmy Carter, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi. Men who have the imagination and experience of empathy, which women have a much more natural ability to get as they grow older. It has something to do with being vulnerable, and it also has something to do with we talk to each other about what's going on really in our lives among our friends. And consequently, the capacity to have empathy is something that we rather naturally acquire just by talking to each other.
Is it because we're hardwired in a different way than men are?
Or
is it that we're acculturated so differently, some combination of the two?
Both. Because one of the things that's very interesting is that men and women react differently to stress. Men react to stress with flight or fight, with the adrenaline goes up, which is enhanced by testosterone. Well, used to be that people thought that everybody, women too, reacted this way. But women as a gender don't, actually. Under stress, we like to talk to each other about what is going on. And as we talk to each other, the maternal bonding hormone, oxytocin, goes up. And this is enhanced by estrogen. So at stressful times, we look to each other. And that's why women in circles could make such a difference. The women's movement came about just because women met in consciousness-raising groups and talked to each other about what really has been their life stories and encouraged each other then to speak up and make a difference. And in a little over a decade, what a difference women made without going to war, just by talking, marching, speaking up, and becoming a critical mass of opinion that changed our culture.
Jean Shinoda Bolen, what is it that makes a woman a juicy woman? Is it passion? Is it vitality? Is it vibrancy? What are the qualities?
And it's humor, it's laughter, it's gratitude that here we are and we're still here and we're privileged, really. When you're over 50, you very well know that you've lost friends who aren't here anymore. And so you just appreciate that you're still here. And if you're healthy and you've got a mind that still works, there it isn't taken for granted. And that's why crones don't whine is actually the one thing that makes a difference between whether you'll grow into the third phase of your life and be juicy, or whether you'll be just at the threshold of that third phase of life and stuck. Talking about what should have been, could have been.
Hormone therapy replacement.
That's not
and whether
good
it's
doing.
A yes or no. All right, what are the stages of life? If this is the third stage, what are the first two stages?
Well, the word crone comes from the three phases of the great goddess that was part of history and mythology. Maiden, mother, crone.
So maiden is the first phase, mother is the second.
And crone is the third.
Is there a fourth phase?
Ah, the great unknown. The dark of the mood. So I'm just addressing the ones where there's still light and consciousness. And, you know, the sliver of the moon that grows into the full moon is like the maiden phase. And the full moon is, for many women, it is being mother. But it has to do with being mature, making a commitment to something and growing through that commitment.
You talk about the 13 qualities to cultivate. What are some of the qualities that you think are helpful? I assume these are the qualities you want to cultivate to be a real crone in the positive sense of the word, or to be a really juicy woman. What are those qualities?
And I really want women to realize the beauty of their inner life. Because in the third phase, that's the direction we go. We grow into the richness of the interior life. And one of the things...
Do men also at that time in their lives?
Many men do, especially men who've been affected by the women's movement and got involved with their children and developed their feminine side. But those crusty old, good old boys who stay left-brained and hierarchical, I have my doubts about whether those old guys will do that. Except every once in a while, in the midst of being so one-sided, such a man finds himself exceedingly dependent and vulnerable because of a cancer diagnosis or a heart attack. And then he has the possibility of growing into knowing what vulnerability is about and therefore knowing something about compassion. The guys at the top often do not have compassion for people below as they perceive them. And women do, because we can so imagine being amongst the collateral damage and that kind of thing. But you asked a question about qualities, and one of them is crones have green thumbs, meaning that they foster growth, that whether it's a real garden or whether it's that you mentor someone or you encourage somebody to develop their talents, the same qualities of gardening go into your life. That is, that you have to decide what's going to grow in your garden, and you have to prune back things, and you also have to look out that pests don't overrun your garden, mm-hmm. which is your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then crones have compassion, and they follow a path with heart, and they laugh with each other a lot. And they're truly connoisseurs of the good moments of life. To have gratitude for a gorgeous day or a wonderful meal or any of the small...
Friendship.
Friendships are the gold of life. And women have a talent for friendships. They have a talent for having friends over their lifetime. And they also have a talent for being in circles with each other, creating a space where it's safe to talk about the truth of your life. And then you have a sense of being mirrored back, being understood, and deeply able to do what's also called being in an I-thou relationship.
Jean, we had Deepak Chopra on. He was here in studio, and he's written a book, about synchronicity, which you really, I think, pioneered for popular audiences. 25 years ago, and I referenced you, and I don't know how he handled, I don't recall quite how he handled that question, but I was just thinking of synchronicity and the role it might play as we enter the third phases of our lives, those of us who are lucky enough to get there.
If you are doing something from an authentic center in yourself, it generate synchronicity. That's one of the ways in which you get feedback that the universe is supporting you. It's amazing how when you are doing something from your depths and it's right, and you know you're doing it out of love, out of talent, out of the sense that this is your particular personal myth. When you do that, it's amazing how much synchronistic help comes to further what it is you're doing.
What would look like luck on the outside,
yes,
is actually what you might call synchronicity.
Absolutely.
Where
suddenly
all these forces that are unseen sometimes are mobilized in support of what you are doing if you're living deeply and authentically.
I've always known that, and it's always been one of the ways in which the path I've been on has been reflected back, telling me that, okay, this is, continue on. You're being supported by what you're doing. It feels like you catch a wave, actually, and that you're being supported by an underlying wave of energy that helps you to, helps me to move with what I have to offer into the world. And it's been that way from the very first book. That particular first book that got me into being an author was synchronicity from the very beginning. Not only was the subject synchronicity, but the fact that that I was invited to turn a talk into a book, and then the circumstances that led up to my actually doing that, it was step after step of synchronicity.
I don't think you had written the book when I first encountered you a while ago. Eons ago in California, and you were giving, the conference sounded so intriguing. It was called The Stress of Success, and there were a number of speakers, because to me it was an eye-opening idea that success had so much stress to it. Now I understand, but I didn't understand then, and you were one of the speakers, and I thought you were really impressive. You had really long hair, and you were a psychiatrist, and so I guess the question would be, how you made the did you have any idea that here you were, an MD, a psychiatrist? Did you know somewhere along the line that you were going to be writing these books, or did it just sort of occur?
I didn't know that I was going to be writing these books.
Did you know you were going to be a writer?
But I knew that I was on a spiritually defined path, and I knew that my initial reason for going into medicine was a giving back from the many gifts that I had. And I think that this is a quality that most people get when they're older. I happen to get it when I was younger. I think this is a give-back impetus that many, many women who have the Crone archetype in them naturally have at this point. When you know, you look back and you realize how, if you're over 50 now, how your life has been shaped by privilege that you wouldn't have had if you had been born 20 years earlier, and if you were born 100 or 200 years earlier, you'd probably have been, well, most of my friends and I figure that if we had been born about 500 years earlier, we would have been burnt at the stake. But, you know, this is a wonderful
you would have been
time.
You would have been the stake. And that's EAK. My guest is Jean Shinoda Bolan. She's an MD, a psychiatrist. She has a brand new book out called Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. You can meet her tonight, Tattered Covered, Cherry Creek at 7:30. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get your side, get their side. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series debates drug use as Rush Limbaugh returns to the airwaves. Plus, Make My Day, Good Law or Recipe for Violence. Conservative talk radio host Rush Limbaugh addresses ditto heads again after a stint in rehab. The same man who once proclaimed that all drug users ought to be convicted and sent up is being investigated for illegally obtaining drugs through a former housekeeper. Limbaugh's drug of choice? Oxycontin, a drug similar to heroin in its effects. Should people who illegally use prescription drugs be treated differently than users of street drugs? Join host Greg Dobbs and a panel of Coloradans to debate this issue. And a man shot and killed his neighbor after a dispute over a dog. He won't be charged with any crime thanks to a Colorado law that allows deadly force in your home. What do you think about the Make My Day law? Tune in Friday night at 8:30 for Colorado State of Mind on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Join the discussion online anytime at rmpbs.org. Colorado State of Mind, every Friday at 8:30 p.m. only on Rocky Mountain PBS.
The Pre-Fab Four are monkeying around again. Now you can own the complete second season of this television classic on DVD, remastered in 5.1 digital surround sound, with hours of special features, including the Monkees TV special 33 and a half revolutions per monkey, separate commentary tracks by all four Monkees, interviews, classic commercials, and much more. Pick up your complete second season of the Monkees on DVD in stores November 18th.
You're listening to the sound an angel makes. An angel visiting the Salvation Army's website at salvationarmyusa.org. It's an easy way to buy a toy for a needy child or set up your own red kettle where friends can help those in need this holiday season. Make a donation to our new online Red Kettle and Angel Giving Tree programs at SalvationArmyUSA.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Aspen Grove, where life meets style. Style Matters is a weekly discussion of the Denver lifestyle as it relates to fashion and style. Style Matters is hosted by Judy Schwartz and Eve Linda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Saturdays 10 to noon, tune in to Style Matters for discussions about fashion, style, and local shopping. Sponsored by Aspen Grove. Shopping Colorado style.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
So good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice.
228. I guess that's the point. My guest, Jean Shinoda Bolan. She's an MD, she's a psychiatrist. She's a best-selling author, and she has a brand-new book out called Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. You can meet her tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek at 7:30. And in the Bay Area, my old home, Jean Shinoda Bolan is really a legend, and I remember coming to listen to a lot of your talks, and I'm sure I thought I would have benefited if you had seen me as a patient, which I'm sure I need your services even constantly and now. So talk to me about... One of the things that I was really intrigued to find out was that you, early on, and I don't think the magazine exists anymore, but you and your then husband were publishing a magazine called Psychic Something or Other.
That was called Psychic Magazine.
Psychic Magazine, and then it became New
Realities. It became New Realities.
And was it about how you can develop your intuition? Did it also address that issue?
It had articles about intuition. It had articles about a lot of healing, ESP, and that kind of thing.
Now, how did your colleagues in the psychiatric establishment and the medical establishment regard you when here you are, a bona fide member of both, and a Jungian, I think?
Well, I've
and
always,
then now you're doing the Psychic Magazine. Are they saying, oh, my God.
I've always straddled two worlds. Whether it be
Japanese American,
it was feminist, Jungian, it was extroverted. Well, like Goddesses in Every Woman, which was the book that made the biggest impact in the outer world, requires seeing how we are acted upon by powerful interior forces called archetypes and stereotypes that act on us from outside. So I've always felt like I kind of straddle worlds and therefore have binocular vision, in that it's possible to see more deeply or have depth perception when you see things from two different perspectives. So what I found fascinating about the psychic world is that it's not, if you don't, it's being influenced by or taken over or supported by the invisible world, however you define it, it's not that different if you aren't being, if you don't have to define what that invisible element, where it's located in space.
I've had many authors on as guests, many fine, exceptional writers. And I started out life as a writer, and I like to think I continue it as a writer, but that's just a story that I tell myself because I hardly have time to write. But those moments, and many fine writers have experienced this, and I have too, but very rarely. It's sort of, you're just a secretary taking it down, and it's coming from someplace else. It's far better than anything you could have concocted, and you're surprised to read what you have written. And so the door is open to whatever that invisible universe may be. And some people have a more open door policy. I've often thought that maybe people who were geniuses, what do you call somebody who's 4 years old and is a genius, writing music or something, that they have some ability that they probably can't even control themselves.
Some ability to tap into
something. Into it or to open the door to it, and it just comes through an open door. So is that what you're talking about, that kind of being able to tap into something inside yourself or something beyond yourself?
I think the most important archetype there is the archetype of meaning, which is that invisible element that humans have always valued, that which is greater than the ego, that which is invisible but real and felt, that which we call divinity or the Tao or God or goddess or whatever it is people have called the experience. Human beings have always had this experience of awe and wonder at being able to tap into something in the invisible world that when we do, we have a sense of having a place in the universe, of mattering, and that our lives have meaning.
How do we tap into that on a daily basis when life is so complicated and there's so many demands and we are so stressed and so busy?
It really helps to pause, to breathe, to look around, to appreciate the beauty that exists in this world, and to say thank you. And you shift into a place in yourself that then is receptive to the invisible world. If you take time to do that in the morning in meditation, if you go up in the mountains, if you sleep under the stars and are awed by the beauty of it, there are so many different places that different people feel in touch with something greater than themselves. And it is something also that I think is more likely to happen as you are either quite young or older. I think in the busy middle years, it's much harder. And this is why I think that crones naturally meditate, probably not formally, but there are those pauses in the day when you actually have delicious solitude, maybe early in the morning, maybe later at night. And, you know, when you get perimenopausal, you actually find yourself waking up in the middle of the night when everyone else is asleep and it's quiet. And then the possibility arises where thoughts, musings, dreams are remembered, and you start to tap into that. It's a really natural thing to do, actually, if you only allow yourself some time and space to do this. And crones do. I think this is, again, you were asking about one of the qualities of becoming a crone, and that is to enjoy solitude and to tap into this aquifer of invisible good stuff.
That's a great phrase, the aquifer of invisible, of this invisible cornucopia.
Yeah.
So would we journal? Would we write in a journal? Would that be helpful too?
If it's your way.
So everybody finds their own way. But we're in a society where people are being prescribed antidepressants.
And it
turns out that the placebo effect is about the same as the effect you get with the antidepressant, with some exceptions, but not so many.
Running is also a great antidepressant.
And so is swimming.
Anything.
Gets the endorphins kicking in.
And there are also times where you, in the movement and in the solitude of running or swimming or whatever, you also have thoughts come up. And I think that if you can do it without antidepressants, you actually are much better off.
My guest is Jean Shinoda Bolen, her new book, Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. So what we're tying together here, there are a couple of areas that I've always been very interested in. Luck, intuition. Here you're talking about entering the third phase of our lives as women, crones don't whine, becoming a juicy woman, and you're talking about going inside, a kind of congruence, a kind of authenticity. When you're in that place, you're probably, all of your senses are enhanced because there's no overlap. You're congruent. So therefore, I would think that your intuition is enhanced because you're moving from a deep place, coming from a deep place. And as you put it, when you're in that place, and you're doing the right thing, that's when the universe comes and supports you, and that's what looks like luck on the outside, or grace, even.
Grace is a word that I would use. It feels like grace when you feel supported by those coincidences that help you to do what you're doing.
Which are not so coincidental.
No, it's synchronistic.
My guest, Jean Shinoda Boland, she's an MD, a psychiatrist. The book, Crohn's Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women, 13 Qualities to Cultivate. We have to talk about that as we continue. You can meet her tonight, Tattered Covered, Cherry Creek, 7:30. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 38 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Hallmark Channel. The Amber Alert system has worked again. About an hour after an Amber Alert was issued this morning for a 22-month-old boy, the toddler was found safe and sound. A tip to the Commerce City Police led to the discovery of the boy and the suspect in his disappearance. The soldier who refused to return to Iraq so she could care for her children has been released from the Army. She'll join the National Guard now. Specialist Simone Holcomb had refused to follow orders to return to her unit in Iraq after a judge told her and her Army husband that one of them needed to stay with their children. Her husband is currently deployed to Iraq. The Al-Qaeda terrorist network promises it will carry out a major attack by February. That's the word from an Arab magazine in London. The magazine says Osama bin Laden's organization has promised to target Japan if it sends troops to Iraq. In sports, the Denver Nuggets welcome the Washington Wizards to the Pepsi Center tonight. The Nuggets are coming off their win over Milwaukee on Wednesday. Don't miss the original holiday television premiere, A Time to Remember, starring Doris Roberts and Dana Delaney, this Sunday at 6 p.m., only on the Hallmark Channel, where great holiday stories come to life. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:39.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
The CSO, the Colorado Symphony Chorus, and the CSO French Horn section all in one performance. Join the CSO this weekend in a performance of Mozart, Schumann, and Rossini. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 21st through 23rd. Tickets available at all King Supers, Tickets West outlets, and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
KNRC News Time is 2:40. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of the 17 John Elway Showrooms, trying to put the finishing touches on an accident southbound 225 right at Tamarack. Everything else, though, moving right along. Your speeds are on the high side heading from downtown into the tech center. Still driving a car with big payments, the 17 John Elway Showrooms want to swap cars with you. You'll end up making lower payments and have a new car. Let John Elway take your old car and lower your monthly payments. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Colleen Swales with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our quietest day will be today, becoming partly cloudy, a high near 50, but clouds increase tonight. Little light snow developing, a low of 25, and then snow will become likely, especially by Saturday afternoon. The best chance of accumulating snow in the late afternoon, evening, and into Saturday night. Heaviest amounts will be north and in the foothills areas in the northern mountains. And then it's all going to end by midday Sunday with a high of 18. For the Weather Channel, I'm Colleen Swales on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 39 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Wally Prue of the Prue Law Firm. If you've been injured, you should speak with a lawyer about your rights and find out whether you have a claim against the person who caused your injury. Not every accident is someone's fault, but many accidents are caused by negligence. Your claim is worth looking into. Let the Prue Law Firm help you deal with insurance companies about your medical bills, lost income, and getting a reasonable settlement for your injury. If necessary, we'll go to court with you. The Prue Law Firm handles many kinds of accidents, like car accidents, wrongful death, slips and falls, dangerous products, medical malpractice, and other types of civil litigation. An initial consultation with the Prue Law Firm is absolutely free. I'm Wally Prue, and I will speak with you personally and honestly about your case. If you're looking for a lawyer who will personally work on your case and not see you just as a potential fee, please call me, Wally Prue, at the Prue Law Firm, LLC, 303 303- 303-893-8331. Again, that's the Pru Law Firm, 303-893-8331.
KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street's major indexes wrapped up the week with modest gains. The Dow Industrials up 9 points to 96.29. The NASDAQ rose 12 points to 1894. The S&P 500 added 2 points to 1,035. Big board volume was about 1.25 billion shares. Advancers beat decliners by a 19-13 margin. AT&T, the Dow's biggest spark, climbing nearly 5%. Lehman Brothers expects Ma Bell to raise its dividend next year and to pursue a stock buyback program. AT&T offset Merck, which was the Dow's biggest percentage loser, tumbling 6.5%. Merck has stopped testing of a diabetes drug after it caused cancer in mice. Another drug maker, the NASDAQ's top performer, Applied Molecular Evolution, soared 51% after news it'll be acquired by Eli Lilly in a $400 million deal. Eli Lilly and its partner Icos also have received FDA approval to sell their version of Viagra. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150. We hear you. 303-382-1150. Close as your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
2:43 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me in the studio, Jean Shinoda Boland. She's a psychiatrist. Some of her bestsellers include The Goddess in Every Woman, The Millionth Circle, her brand new book, Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women. And you can meet her tonight, Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, 7:30. We were talking earlier, Jean, about when you enter the what you're calling the third phase of life, which would begin for women at about 50, and I don't think men are exempt from this, too. Men, as you pointed out, men can be crones, too. And that there's a wonderfully, if you're just joining us, a very positive connotation to crone as a Jungian archetype where there's wisdom and compassion and inner strength. And it's a very good time in life for a lot of us, although I don't think that the culture necessarily trumpets that particular idea. But we've been talking about the interchanges that happen when you enter the third phase of your life. But you're also talking about the exterior, the changes you can make in the world at this time in life.
Because we're such an exceptional generation in that by the time we are in the third phase of our lives, we have been around a lot. We have had experiences in the world. We have made friends over the decades. I really think that when we want to get something done, really, that within our network of friendships, probably from 1 to 3 degrees of separation, and we can talk to someone who knows someone that is the person that we need to meet to do, get something done in the world. And I think that's one of our major strengths as activists, is who we know and who trusts us by the time we are 50 or 60. And also, there's an archetype that I see operating in older women that's part of the crone, which is the enough is enough archetype.
What is that archetype? Because Ivan Illich talked about the enoughness, and that's something we hardly ever hear. It's always more is better.
I know. This is the enough is enough. Things need to change, and if someone hasn't stepped up to the plate to change it, I guess it's me. And a number of women get to the point where they realize that the dysfunction in their family system has got to change, or the dysfunction in their community, or many women are taking a good look at the need to make a difference in this country and in the wider world. And it's fueled by love for the planet, love for the children and concern, and enough is enough that the priorities are so askew. And it's a fascinating time for women who have influence and feel deeply personally motivated to make a difference, that they are once more coming together in circles with a spiritual center this time, circles where when there is a question about what next, meditative silence is called for to tap into the collective and personal wisdom that is in that circle. And another book that I wrote that's called The Millionth Circle has become the basis of an international million circle movement in which the urge and longing to be in circles or groups that women who were in the women's movement under consciousness raising times now want to get back together again. Only this time to bring in the spiritual and psychological. The women's movement of the 70s was about social and political and economic changes. Now how about spiritually motivated women who, out of concern for the planet and the people, operate as the indigenous grandmother lodges did, the wise women.
And how, and what are we seeing? How are we seeing it manifested? And what changes? Is it environmental issues that people are coming, women are coming around, you know, to encompass? Is it political change? What are we seeing here in the way of activism? Or does it take simply any form that activism can take?
Again, it's what's your personal myth? What matters to your heart? If you could make a difference and you're there, what will you be doing? I quote Mary Oliver's poem at the end of the summer day when she said, "Doesn't everything die and too soon? Tell me, what do you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Well, when you are 50 or 60, you realize that life has gone by very, very fast. And if you can make a difference to your family or to the planet, and you actually want to, because this is who you are, and this is juicy for you, and you have a passion for it, then this is the time.
So here you are at a time, the third phase of life you're talking about, when women enter their 50s, men too, and they can make a difference, and it can be an inordinately really gratifying time of life. The culture says something else entirely, and I think a lot of women are grappling with that part of it, because what you see in the newspapers are stories about hormone replacement therapy. How can you keep looking just as young and juicy as you did when you were 20?
By the way, I think that that's something that...
And you begin to feel irrelevant and
that's more like
and
the
invisible
40.
And the ma'am factor starts to kick in. And I don't know if you know what the ma'am factor is. You get to be a certain age and they say at the grocery store, "Ma'am, can I help you with those bags?" And suddenly you know you're a ma'am.
Right,
the universe has changed.
Well, there's a shift. That is a very uncomfortable time that is somewhere around the mid-40s to crossing 50. And then sometime after that, when you are really into the third phase, it is an entirely different thing. And yes, the threshold in which you cross over to that third phase is one in which there's real concern for how do I look? How will I be treated? It's very similar to when you were in late adolescence and becoming a woman, that there is the identity problem, the identity sort of a crisis at the times of transition. Then once you're through the transition,
because you're partly a kid and yet you're developing, so people start to treat you as a woman, but you don't know where you are.
Right, and the same thing happens as you're making the transition from the second phase into the third phase of your life.
Well, since you're an MD and a psychiatrist, and I think you have probably an RX here in your new book, Crohn's Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom
That's
for
true.
Juicy Women. What? Give us a taste of the RX you would prescribe for people entering the third phase of their lives.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
What is it that you can remember enjoying and you haven't had enough time to do it for decades? What was it that you yearned to be, what medium did you yearn to be creative in way back when you had time to fool around with your own creativity? Tap into it now. Now that you don't have small people around that you're responsible for, what about the traveling or the pilgrimages or the conferences that you really have always wanted to go to? How about doing it now? And for women, there's a possibility of, whether married or not, often they find that husbands want to do more of the same old things. And often women want to explore new things. And so what I see is women taking pilgrimages and going interesting places with friends, like-hearted friends, crone buddies. It's a great time of life. And it's a great time to appreciate what we have.
Jean Shinoda Boland, thank you so much for joining us today. The new book, Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women, 13 Qualities to Cultivate. You can meet her tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek at 7:30. And in the Bay Area, Jean Shinoda Boland is really revered as an icon and a fountain of wisdom. And I certainly can second that. Thank you so much.
Thank
I've appreciated
you.
It today immensely. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Denver's in-depth talk station, AM 1150 KNRC.
Here at Airborne Command Headquarters, we get hundreds of letters, some worthy of Chaucer, some not. But one thing they all agree on, they all love Airborne, the wonderful product created by a schoolteacher who was sick of catching colds in class. Now, what kind of kook writes in to praise a product, you ask? Hey, man, we're talking Airborne, the effervescent health formula that you drop in water and it tastes great. Airborne is a miracle cold remedy, writes Julie Wendt. Finally, a cure for the common cold, says Alec McMurdo. Do these sound like kooks to you? Of course not. So take Airborne. It's really good. Yeah.
Hi, this is Victoria Knight McDowell. I'm a second grade teacher, and I developed the dietary supplement Airborne because I was sick of catching colds in class. When you feel that first cold symptom, won't you please give Airborne a try? Thank you.
Find Airborne Natural Cold Remedy at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and Trader Joe's. Ask for Airborne, baby.
Winter is just around the corner, and sometimes it's difficult to make ends meet. If either you or your aging relatives are having trouble, you may be able to help them find benefits. AARP and the National Council on the Aging are helping people complete a benefits checkup to find programs that save money on groceries, medical care, energy bills, and more. Call 303-318-6764 to learn more. 303-318-6764. AARP, the power to make it better.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Are drugs affecting you, your family, or a friend? Narconon provides answers to drug addiction. They offer free assessment and referral services to over 11,000 treatment centers nationwide. For 30 years, Narconon has successfully used a drug-free approach to long-term recovery that works. They understand the cravings, guilt, and depression associated with addiction. To find out more about Narconon, log on to www.stopaddiction.com or call 1-800-468-6933.
Have you separated from military service and wish you had never left? Join the Air National Guard, work part-time, and earn retirement benefits. Log on at goang.com. That's goang.com.
Talk to Alan Combs.
If I were running the Democratic Party, I would have the Democratic candidates for president talking about the need for border security, the need for airport security, the need to protect our homeland. Now we're hearing about possible Al-Qaeda attacks, but they're not raising the color level because they know that that's become a joke. I mean, the Republicans have done a very good job in terms of their image on security and military matters, but I think a lot of people do feel vulnerable, and I believe that that's not being addressed by the leadership right now.
Alan Combs, late night, starting at midnight on AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, I'm Dominic Barasha.
And I'm Bill Thorpe.
Join us weeknights from 6 to 9 here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:56 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm just here for a few more minutes, and then Doug Kellett takes over. And then Dominic and Billy are on. For, Doug Kellett is 3 to 6. Dominic and Billy from 6 to 9. Dominic is still recovering from his back surgery, so filling in for him tonight is an old friend of mine, Arnie Grossman. So it's going to be Billy and Arnie, or Arnie and Billy, tonight from 6 to 9. And Arnie is, he's had a long and checkered political career in Denver, and his son is a state senator, and so it should be fascinating talk radio tonight. Monday, we're going to be joined by the English best-selling author Martin Amis. His new book is Yellow Dog. And later in December, Clive Cussler, who's a big favorite of many of yours. What we have been talking about, and I want to urge you, even though we're coming into Thanksgiving weekend, I want to urge you to contact your senators and your representatives, and you can do this, www.senate.gov or house.gov, G-O-V. And this is to let them know how you feel about that horrible AARP sellout on Medicare. You don't want that. You don't want that to go through, even though it might very well. And you don't want nuclear waste in your backyard here in Colorado, which Ben Nighthorse Campbell is really vigorously trying to oppose. And so I hope he doesn't get mowed over by the other Republicans who seem to want it big time. The EPA seems to want it. If you're just joining us, you've missed a wonderful discussion by somebody who has a great deal of wisdom, Jean Shinoda Bolen. And she is a psychiatrist. She's talking about when you enter the third phase in your life. And her book is all about that. Crones Don't Whine, Concentrated Wisdom for Juicy Women, 13 qualities that you can cultivate. And you can meet her tonight, Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek at 7:30. And it will be well worth it because she always has wise and fascinating things to say. So this idea that when we are living lives, and here as we come into the holiday season, so never was it more evident, as we're living lives that are just filled with activity and responsibility and commitment and obligations and stress and lots of other things. This is a very spiritual time of the year that we're coming into. It's a really good time of the year where you can take a few minutes, if you can, whatever age you are, whatever sex you are, and try to just enjoy life as she admonishes us to do. And God knows, I probably ought to tape up a big sign that says enjoy, enjoy, because that would be really useful. It would remind me that maybe I could cut loose some of these obligations and begin to savor the moment a little bit more. I could use some lessons in that. And coming in now to help us savor the moment very quickly, Doug Kellett, you're on from 3 to 6, and what you're going to be talking about? Oh, wait a minute. Let's get the mic on. All right, there we go.
We're going to start with some open line from 3 to 4 o'clock, and then after 4 o'clock, I'm going to have a Harvard professor of economics on, and we're going to talk about two things, one, affirmative action, and also the fact that there's been a big story out in Business Week about how black mothers are naming their kids African names, and this is actually hurting them economically. We're going to talk about that.
Ooh, that's a great topic. Doug Kellett from 3 to 6. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your fine job today. Thank you, Sean McKenzie, for keeping us on the air. I'll see you Monday, noon to 3. We're going to have Martin Amis, the wonderful English novelist, with us. I'm Enid Goldstein. Do something generous. Try to leave the world a better place. Enjoy the weekend, as Jean Shinoda Bolen admonished us. And I'll see you noon to 3 on Monday, KNRC. Have a great weekend.
Both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 39 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by XL Energy. Colorado's Amber Alert system did what it was supposed to do once again. Late this morning, an Amber Alert was issued for a 22-month-old boy who had last been seen yesterday morning. About an hour after the alert was issued, the toddler was found safe and sound. A tip to the Commerce City Police led investigators to the suspect's car where the boy and the suspect were found. Enrollment is down for this year in Denver Public Schools, if only slightly. The student population dropped by almost 2% overall for the 2003-2004 school year. The biggest drop was among preschoolers, thanks to a drop in state funding for four-year-olds who attend early childhood education programs. The K-12 student population actually grew by 393 students to 68,035. Hispanics represents 56% of the DPS student population. That's up 1% over last year.